Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, in the Kingdom of Gold, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
Okay, and I hope everybody can hear me. I'm open. Can you tell me if you can hear me or not? Hello? Somebody answer me in the chat room? Hello, hello, hello. No? John, can you hear me? Okay. Wow. I'm trying to. Nope, it's not working. John, can you hear me? No. Nope. I'm going to have to hang up. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not. Let's see. Get it to work, Fleet. Can't get it to work. Yeah. Dang. That's a biscuit eater.
All right, let's try it again. Let's see if I can get somebody. Can you hear me, Brenda?
I can hear you, John. I can hear you.
Finally,
you
it was a Skype problem. Okay. Can the show hear me? And I'm going to start kicking guests here because we already know we're going to have trolls tonight, so we're just going to start taking care of that. So the show is saved. And it turned out it was a Skype problem. Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
We're getting rid of trolls. They're just so, they're so lovely. I'm so sorry, everybody. It was like I was panicking there. It turned out it was a Skype problem on my broadcast system. So, yay, we saved the show. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Persistence pays off. Yeah, suddenly occurred to me, well, wait a minute. Maybe it's Skype. Yeah, I couldn't get anything back. Could you hear me before when I was answering?
I could hear some clicking right before the show started, but I couldn't hear you at all.
Okay. Well,
I knew something had to be wrong.
Yeah. Well, You know, the gods of BTR came through on again. We're saved.
Yeah.
Your soul is saved. We were in purgatory. I don't know, one-way communication stream. And Kathy came through, and I was hearing Kathy, and I'm going, what the hell is going on with this place?
She couldn't hear me at all.
Oh, man. I mean, so, yeah, it was weird. But we've got a show to do, so we're going to continue
yes,
on.
Yes, we do.
I'm not too flustered. Are you?
No, no. I had faith that you would take command and get it all straightened out, just like you always do.
Well, command was like, more like, holy, what's wrong with
know.
My, is it my board?
Yeah,
I mean,
I
was cleaning my equipment. I'm looking at, because I have an audio compression system. I have all this advanced equipment. I'm going, which setting did I screw up? I didn't touch anything. Everything, I left it like last night, you know. It was like all working. And let's see.
Goes back to that picture I sent you earlier.
Oh, man. All I know is, yeah, that picture. For those of you who don't know, Brenda sent some pretty risque stuff over text.
Oh, God, yeah. Very risque.
Well, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was going to start off. Let's just make believe this is the start of the show again. So what we're going to do is we're going to make believe the show is starting all over again. And so I'm going to do, you know, I'm tempted to do the Night Court show again, but I don't think we should do that. So what I'm going to do is do bring in some music. And I had a very special friend who I actually did a meditation for, because she wanted me to get into contact with somebody. Curious writes, in case anybody did not tell you yet, it's Carrie Whisper's birthday today. FYI.
Aww.
Oh, I'll keep that silent. Everybody keep that silent. It's Carrie's birthday today. Okay? Well, you know, keep the secret. Pass it on. She's not supposed to know it's her birthday. Well, if that's the case, I'll tell you what. Let's try.
I'm not singing. Just to let you know, I'm not singing happy birthday.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to play a little MC Hammer for her. Yeah, here we go. Carrie, this is for you. Here we go. Let's see. Did you hear this?
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay, here we go. Carrie, this one's for you. Let's do a little MC Hammer here. All right. I can see her all the way out there on a whole other continent going, these guys are cool.
Or these guys are nuts, one of the two.
I know, but this is great stuff, man. I kind of date myself a little bit, but he's nobody better than the Hammer. Come on, he's like from
Iceland. No, no, never.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to take that down here. But I just wanted to say happy birthday to Carrie. So you can't touch this, yeah. It's true that John had a date on Thursday. I'm never going to tell. I don't kiss and tell. Mm-mm. No. But Carrie, I'm sure we're going to hear from her. I have a feeling we're going to see her dial in. So, but I was going to play something a little bit. I'll tell you what, later in the show, I'll talk about a little bit about what I can tell you of this this case I had coming in. So it was something nice. But let's just say Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is kind of the song in mind. One of my favorite songs. I've always liked that song.
Me too.
You like that song? Yeah, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, weird start. Okay, so forget trying to start the show. It's already too late. The whole damn thing is already rolling. But let's just do this. and you're not in studio with me because I have been outside doing work and doing all kinds of stuff, and I got done with it all today, and I had a little bit of a sore throat. So I thought, I'm not going to infect anybody. And my friend Nancy out there has taken it all also. And so she's got Zicam in her and all that stuff. And I've been loading up with vitamin C and all kinds of good things. So I'm holding my own out here, and I've got some Zicam, so I might take that too. But I'm doing pretty good. I'm ready to read.
Good. Good.
It was an interesting show last night. I don't know how many of you caught my friend Marie D. Jones was on last night. And we always love having her on. She's a science author who does all sorts of books about metaphysics, you know, leading edge thinking in astrophysics, time, everything to do with coincidence and destiny and you name it. So we had her on last night, and her shows are always our most downloaded, you know, in the archive section. I've got cases where we've had, 1,500 downloads on shows we've done with her, because it's just, the things we get into, we really go off into, deep acres on those shows. So we did it again last night. So I'm going to rebroadcast that show later in the week, just as a best of. And, if you get a chance, go out and listen to it, guys, because we really got into some neat areas there. So we're going to have her back on. She's got another book out on time here coming in later. I think towards the end of the year, she'll have submitted it to the publisher, and then we'll she generally sends me the pre-releases to read, and I'll bring her on, and we'll talk a bit about time. What is time? And that's actually kind of a thing to think about. What is time? A lot of people don't realize it. They just know what time it is, but they don't know what time is.
Really is.
Hey, yeah, what is time? So what time is it, but what is time? I like that.
Yes. I do too.
Brenda.
Yes.
You're a medium.
Yes, I am. And so are you.
Well, damn, we should read some people, but we're going to get
yes,
into that in just a moment. I wanted to, something I've been really remiss about is I have never really brought you in and talked about you from the perspective of your abilities and from your child. I'm going to do a little mini interview before we do the
me right on the spot.
I trapped you. I have you in my clutches now. You were...
That's why you didn't have me in the studio tonight, because you were going to put me on the spot.
James Cook here, United Starship Enterprise. We've got it where we want. Just answer the questions and you'll be fine. Dr. McCoy, give her a sedative. Give her a sedative. Yeah, there we go. A sedative? tell me in the audience, a little bit about how you got into this, and have you had these abilities your whole life, and how did you know when you were a medium and all that kind of thing?
I've actually had these abilities ever since I was a child. I used to see things and talk about things as a kid, which I think it kind of freaked my mom out a little bit. Because she kind of would say things like, my daughter's not really a kid, because I knew things that I actually shouldn't at the ages that I did, the ages that I was. So I've always kind of had those abilities. I didn't really start getting interested in using those abilities until I was probably about 17 or 18. It was right after I graduated from high school and then went into college. And I started studying different religions and just kind of opening myself up a little bit. And then I started taking tarot lessons and met a certain person by the name of John Almada somewhere around that time period.
Who, me?
Yes,
really?
You.
I was around back then.
Yes. So I've known John for a very, very long time.
I was in disguise back then.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I was in disguise.
I was actually 19. I was 19 when you first met me.
I had a lot more black hairs than I do now. I've got significantly more gray hair. But I remember that. Yes, I remember. I still had the Camaro back then.
Yes, you did. You did.
Yes, I had the red Camaro. Now I've got a red
Mustang.
I went with Ford. I was turned. But anyway, so you've gotten into since I knew you back then, you've really kind of gone more into this end of things. With the mediumship and talking to spirits and working with spirits.
I've always preferred that. I've always been able to do work as a direct psychic, but that's not, and using the tarot and that kind of thing. But even though I like doing that, I really appreciate talking to spirits a little bit more than I do doing actual psychic readings. I don't mind doing those, but my preference is doing the mediumship work. But I've always done that. And I think I didn't really realize what I was doing until I started really studying things. And then I realized that I was actually talking to dead people, because I didn't really ever realize that that's what I was doing.
You didn't realize?
Nah.
I'm sorry.
Not when I was younger. I
walked around going, all these dead folks are going, she doesn't know we're dead. Hey, yeah, let's do this.
And I hate talking about myself, just to let you know.
I know, I trapped into this, but
I know you did.
Kathy, I knew this about you, you know, a while back, and Kathy kind of brought it up on a show the other day, and I kind of didn't answer Kathy, so I'm kind of laying the blame a little bit, but it is my fault that I'm doing this, but Kathy kind of planted the bug in my ear, and it was like, yeah, I've never brought her forward and really tried to introduce her a little bit more. It was just, you just suddenly appeared on the show and started reading, and so I just wanted to give them a feel for what you do, and you're doing like me. John, why does it have to be one or the other? It is psychic mediumship, because we do a lot of psychic work here too. I'm sort of embracing, Kathy. You know what? We talk mediumship. To me, mediumship includes psychic. You know, I'm at a point where I had time to really consider it. And looking back in my coursework, the same course that you're taking also, from Imagined Spirit, our teacher's text and everything talks about that. Mediumship is inclusive of psychic, phenomena. So it's basically, it's just kind of, I just go with the one word because it's all the same. We do have a connection that, we talk with spirit directly, but real similar circuits, if you will, in the mind, come forward and are able to connect with the living here also, because it's just energy fields. So, to me, it's one kind of all the same thing. So, Kathy, haha, got you on that one. I mean, vertical. She'll get my ass. Anyway, I got completely lost to where we were going with before that. But, I mean, the thing is mediumship, in terms of what you're doing and going through, is kind of in the same place I am. And we're both going the direction of doing private readings. And, I just posted my October column on my website. And, my cousin coming here and helping with the ranch, we kind of had to put everything on hold for a while my business, ventures and things I was going into kind of got put aside until we could get this ranch dealt with. And now, things are kind of gearing back where I can turn my attention back to this other with doing the private reading. So, and you're going the same direction, I mean, with what you're doing. And so I just wanted to pop that out there. That's why I kind of introduced you. I thought, I'll rope her in and this is where we're going. So, it's no surprise. We've been talking about it. But
I'm kind of in the same boat, though, with you right now, because I have a lot of personal issues going on. So my business thing has been kind of pushed aside as well. And usually in October, I do readings at the Carlson Manor Haunted House at the Placer County Fairgrounds in Roseville. Not that I'm trying to plug them, but this year, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it out there. So that's been kind of a letdown for me. But I'm hoping that maybe mid-November I can actually get my business started.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's where I'm at. I've been researching all the things that need to be done to get it started. So those wheels are in motion now. So not much is going to change, though. This is about as far as I'm going to plug it on air. I kind of made that decision. I'm just going to, I'll just say, occasionally let people know, I read privately. And then if they get a hold of me, that's great. Because I want to just take my time, kind of dipping my toe in the water with it. But enough people have asked. And over the course of a year, I finally just said, I feel the need. I think it's time to go there. And but then these little life events get in the way and it just, okay, so now that that's starting to resolve itself, look out. So we're going to be doing that. But let's just go ahead and get going with the reading. We got a lot of people dialed in. I'll go ahead and read off all our lovely guests who are out there. So we'll get started with that. We've got Anastasia, who is out there, and everybody pray for the miracle of a very nice car for Anastasia. She survived an amazingly dangerous accident 4 months ago, and literally the car literally molded itself around her, and she walked out with just a few bumps and scratches. So,
oh my
for my dear friend, she's a walking miracle. So, but she needs a car. Poor lady, bring a car. You walk around it out where she lives out in Illinois, you know, it's kind of, you know, that's not cool. Yeah, you know, we're going to, you know, at least get her a couple of scooters or something. But all right, and we got Carrie Whisper out there, who's the birthday girl. Everybody say hi. Happy birthday to Carrie. I already did a bunch of music and stuff. But again, great birthday wishes to her. She's a total sweetie, and we love her to death. So she's out
happy
here.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Yep, happy birthday, my dear. And we won't ask your age. I'm not going to do that. But let's see, Kathy, my dear, dear friend Kathy, who called in and tried to save the show with me and did a great job. I was going, I could hear you, Kathy. And I'm going, what the hell? So thank you for coming in. And she's a great backup and love her to death. So she's here. We've got Cause to Talk. Good to see you. That's a new name. I haven't seen you before. Chips and Salsa is here. Chips, and you were doing all that stuff on Facebook before the show, and I was setting up, and I got to look for that message, but I got to talk with you about that, because I don't know what I was looking for. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Curious is here, Hill Chris, and I'm going to be on with her October 8th, 2 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to be on her show doing readings, so kind of plug in that, and she has a great show out there. So we're going to be on there, and our first time on the show. Oh, I'm like so nervous, man. I wonder if I can read. So we'll try. We got Dan out there. Dan's anchor. Yeah, Dan is the show anchor. He's usually the first to show up, and he plants his flag and there, man. It's like Dan's like the dude. And Dan, I am still looking for the seeds. I think my mom misplaced the seeds, because I've been looking for that envelope everywhere. So I'm going to go bug her again about it and see if we can sort out where my seeds went. He sent me some sundew seeds, and I grow carnivorous
really?
Plants. Yes, I have a very interesting hobby. Yes, we grow them. Yes, we've lost 4 mailmen so far. They keep coming in and they don't come
out.
I have Venus flytraps, sundews. I have pitcher plants. Yes. They get very large. My largest is 20 feet tall. Let's see. We got Danny 111. Yeah, remember that show? What was that show where they had the plant that was talking to the guys? It was like a – I'm trying to remember this. It was like this huge talking.
Wasn't there, was it Strange – Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, Rick Moranis, I think, was in it.
Yes.
It was like they had music, and it was funny as hell. And this plant
was
getting bigger. Yeah, that's our house here. We got J34. We got Margaritaville. And Margarita and I had an interesting experience the other night. I won't go into it on air other than to say that I learned a bitter lesson about talking about things in chat rooms. So be careful what you say out there, even if you recently say it's something like hi. So I'm going to say interesting lesson the last couple of days. That's all I'll say there. But it's good to see her. Marty Skincare. And I would love to see, the skin that Marty has. And I'm sure it's wonderfully beautiful. I bet you it's some fine skin there. Mikey is here. Hi, my dear. Good to see you again. And I think you and I both know Mikey. And let's see.
I'm trying to remember Mikey. I'm sorry I don't remember Mikey, but I'll have to.
Okay, well, we all know the same people. Let's just say that. So
okay.
There. And we got Nancy. Everybody, a prayer for Nancy, because she's been sick, and she's got her ghost radar, and things are touching her in her house, and I think it's haunted.
Things are touching Nancy.
Yep, invisible things. Yep. Nailed it, man. Let's see. We got Satori 11, and Satori is a regular here. And I feel like, bringing Satori on just sometime and just saying, let's talk about you. I just got a feeling there's an interesting story there. And we got Tim, who's been on, who's a great investigator out there and does some work on the East Coast of these United States. Go check out Tim's site, or you can friend him on Facebook, and he's got all kinds of neat stuff. So good to have him here. And we've got Yachtman. So just as John is, Brenda's amazing. And, oh, my God, I'm amazing, man. No, I wake up myself and go.
You are amazing, John.
I need coffee. Just give me coffee. I don't know how I'm going to read today. I got to have coffee. So anyway, we have blown like a half hour just getting our gig discombobulated. and we got a lot of callers, so we're going to wind right into this. And I'll tell you what. Let's have you take the first five.
Of course. You always make me go first. Yeah.
All right. We'll just play it by ear. But what we'll do is we'll ask, since we have a lot of people to read tonight, we'll probably give it about 5 to 10 minutes per, maybe better on five, and try to get a direct message, and we'll try to speed through and see what we can do. So, because I have a feeling it's going to be pretty busy tonight. So here we go. At 3-2-1 caller, I'm going to bring you on and just tell us your name and where you're from, and welcome to Soulstream, and you are on.
Hi, this is Erin, and I'm from Florida.
Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Oh, Erin. Okay.
Erin or Ann?
Erin. Erin.
Erin.
Okay. Okay, we got it. Erin. What can we do for you, Erin?
Brenda, I'd just like any messages from the Great Beyond. That'd be very, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, messages from the Great Beyond. I've never heard it called that before. What if it was the not-so-great beyond? All right. So the middle beyond, or maybe the beyond beyond. Brenda, you go first.
Of course. I see. I don't have to be psychic to know that you were going to say that.
I will say this: the mind lamp turned a perfect shade of pink. So I have a feeling somebody that loves you is out there.
I don't mean to interrupt you, John, since you did ask me to go first.
Yeah, I was just saying, hey, go for it. I was just commenting.
This is weird. I'm actually seeing a little white dog, like a little white Bichon Frise type of dog. That's like the first thing that came to me. So I don't know if you've had this little dog in your past, or if someone that you were connected to actually had this little white dog.
I didn't, but I can't think of anything right now. But go ahead.
Okay.
You getting anything else?
And actually, this little dog is with. I am seeing a man. He's kind of distant. He's not really coming forward very strongly. Kind of a tall, slender build. Very, very quiet person. Doesn't really want to come forward too much. Are you pulling anything, John?
Yeah. Well, I was just doing my usual diagrams here, and I saw. You know, what I was getting was, the system you're still doing the course that I did. And,
right.
One of the things is that you generally draw kind of a cross, quadrant. And you can, on the male, anyone that's coming through is, on the man's side is on the right. When you draw this out, on the left will be the woman. That's like parental, this person's parents or, that side of the family. I was drawing immediately. I was led to draw I was looking at the dog angle, and I was picking up on a kid, a child who passed. But I don't get much about this child who's passed. And this child is like really infant. I mean, this is like an infant that, passed. And I don't have any other information here, but what I did get was a similar thing to you. I got a 45-year-old man, mm-hmm. and he's very clear about 45 is that he's saying his age is. And what I get is a military background, and it's naval. He's like a Navy guy, and I'm trying to understand what the time frame is for this, but. I'm going to go with World War II. I really feel like this is a wartime thing, that this guy was on a ship. And I don't think that he, I cannot tell if he died in action or what, but I don't think that he I think he went off and he didn't come back. And so I mean I'm just trying to make sense of this. Definitely on the this is on the father's side.
Okay.
Is what, so I mean I this is what I'm feeling. I mean I could be way off here, but I mean we both hit on the man, and you know, and Brenda, I mean white dog and a small infant could be almost that could kind of match up a little just based on the size and stuff, but I'm still going to hold it, you know, to what I see as an infant. You know, this is like an infant who's passed. Do you have, Erin, do you have a sister?
I do, yep. She's passed.
A sister who passed?
Yeah, yes. How old was she when that happened?
I'm not sure. I just met her about a year and a half ago after she passed. I didn't know her in life, and I'm not sure how old she was when she passed.
You mean you've met her only after she passed?
Right, yeah. She comes through frequently for me now. And I met her right after she passed. My father brought her through right after she passed. So I didn't meet her in this lifetime. It was his daughter from another marriage.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Suddenly that just popped in. I'm going, sister. And I thought I better ask it. And do you have any idea how old she was when she did pass?
No. When she came through, she was in her 30s. But I'm sure she probably wasn't when she passed.
That's interesting, because when I first started reading, I was seeing like a lot of grayish clouds, like things were very hidden, and I was having a hard time seeing through those clouds. So it's like there's a lot of layers of hidden things that are going on, if that makes sense to you. But out of the grayness, I actually saw that white dog.
I don't know.
Yeah. What about the you know, your sister, yeah, I mean, I was clear about getting a sister. Did she ever, in your discussions with her, has she ever come through and talked about did she ever have children?
No, I never knew. She ever talked about her family, her children, if she had them.
I have a feeling that, and she, you know, so she don't, you don't know if she was married or any of that kind of thing, right?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. The feeling I have here is that this, and this was on your dad's side, that he fathered this sister.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. How old was your father, do you figure, when he fathered this child?
I have no idea.
Okay, there's a lot of detective work you've got to do, because what I feel is that the infant is tied to your sister, and I think the child died very young.
I'm feeling that, too. I'm feeling a male child who died maybe 6, 7, 8 months after birth.
Yeah,
had a lot of complications with his birth.
And now, are you knowledgeable about on your dad's side of the family, about any members of the family that were in the Navy and or saw action in World War II?
I think he did, and I don't know what the. I thought he was in the Marines. It could have been the Navy, but I thought he was a Marine. I know his brother William may have been in as well.
All right. You may want to check more into the history of this, because this gentleman's coming through, and I'm trying to get his purpose for being here. The thing that I get with him is he's a guardian figure, and I get a name that it starts with O, like Otis or something like that, but there's a definite O component to the name. So you may want to, if you could, just take notes on everything that you heard tonight here, because it's clear. I mean, your family history has a lot of holes in it that you don't know a lot about, and I have a feeling that if you did some research, you're going to find out a lot of really interesting things about the people in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom's side.
Go ahead, John.
I know a lot about my mother's side of the family. My father's side, I don't know that. I know a lot of the lineage, but I don't know a lot of the particulars about the more recent people.
I think that's what this is about, is it's, these particular areas are kind of the filler that you need. It's funny because my father's side is the same way. My mom's side, I grew up, with all those people, and then I barely know my dad's side, and it was, there was this huge rich history that I only found after I went and started doing research, and I found these lost stories that traced my family all the way back to the Azores Islands, and it turned out they were Vikings who landed and stayed in Portugal on the Azores Islands, and so I have this Viking heritage that goes back that I never knew about. And, and I have this strong feeling that you're going to have some very unique discoveries when you start pressing on this, and then you get to meet some of these people.
I know my family, they settled the Virginia colony. My dad said, I know the name of the family I know the names of the people in his family that settled the Virginia colony and then settled Kentucky. And they have a valley named after them. And so I know a lot of the family lineage and from back then. I just don't know a lot of the specifics about, my father's more recent family members. I don't know a lot about
that's what I'm saying, is you're going to find out more about these folks, as people, and you're getting to meet them and that kind of thing. Go ahead.
Do you have family that came from Germany by any chance?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, no. Because I'm getting a very strong German feeling with the guy that's coming through. Very, very strong. Okay. And I'm kind of pulling an O name too, which is odd for me because I don't usually pull names, but I'm getting Otto or something like that, but it's very strong German feeling that's coming through.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say this, whatever this was from World War II, if it was action scene in the Atlantic, it could have been a U-boat thing, and there might have been a battle or something, and that may explain your German stuff. So keep an open mind to this. I'm getting also some member of the family, that same side of the family was very strong into aviation. So there may have been somebody in the Army Air Corps. There would have been another family member, and this is a war thing. So this whole thing is being dominated by these two gentlemen. There's a because this is a second gentleman coming through who is, who's also passed, but flew very large transport type aircraft. That's kind of what I'm seeing. These are big transport type vehicles. So I have a feeling you've got some interesting things to learn about some of those people.
Okay. All right.
As far as anything, any messages, I think that basically this is it. Just go get to learn these folks, but they're around.
Right.
And your sister making an appearance, that's kind of neat. I mean, if she's got that much that you don't know about her, and yet she's been coming through, I got a feeling you're gonna really. I think you should follow up. I keep saying this, but just follow up with this because she's got a lot of things to tell you. But right now,
she doesn't usually tell me stuff about her personal life. She usually gives me information about mine.
Well, I have a feeling she had a child. And I think Brenda's right about the baby being a boy.
Okay.
And I feel disease process with the child, took the child early. And then I'm not quite sure. She's not being very forthcoming about any, much else about herself. I'm not even getting a name. So it's about as far as we can go with it.
Okay.
I am seeing pink candles, though. You need to light pink candles in your home because that will actually draw her in more. She was very drawn to the color pink. And she had an affinity for pink candles, so for some reason that's actually coming through to me. So I would suggest lighting candles that are pink.
Okay. Right.
Okay. And
and
before you go, chat room is saying all sorts of things. Except Nancy's talking about frying pans. Carrie was talking about there being something about a desk. These are things that you might want to write down. And Yachtman is saying that Vix thinks the name is Ortho, which
Ortho.
I like it. Yeah, Ortho. I've never heard of anybody named Ortho. That sounds like an insecticide.
John.
Your name is Ortho? Don't just bring me tomato plants. But, anyway, but I this is just about discovering your history, and really learning more about these people. So
okay.
Go get them. Okay.
All right. Well, my father's name was Joseph, so that's an O name, sort of.
Oh, really? And he's passed?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And did
right.
Did he see action in World War II?
I think so, yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
Okay. That's interesting. You may want to and he was Marines.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, he would have placed him on a naval vessel.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But he did come back from battle.
He did, yeah. He came back and died of a heart attack.
Okay, you may find out that he may have, there may have been some sort of engagement or something he was involved in, and this whole German thing kind of plays into that. Which theater was he in, Pacific or Atlantic?
I think it was Atlantic. Uh-huh.
Okay, this sort of all starts to fit together then. Really look over, try to find his unit history. There's a lot of great websites that have all that kind of stuff on there. I'm currently researching my grandfather, who was used to be in the Army, and he had just before the Normandy invasion, he was transferred into the Navy and made a captain. Turned out he was, in Normandy, on a ship, he was a really famous neurosurgeon, and he was doing battle under fire. And the Nazis were shooting even at the hospital ships. So they were in big trouble out there. I found out a lot of stuff that he did that I was, I'm still learning things and just going, wow. So, this might be where this is going. Is there anybody alive that knew more about your dad's history?
There's still a big contingency of family in Kentucky. I've just never had the time or inclination to go find them, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I would bet you anything there's going to be some interesting stories related to this whole thing that he did. And you may find out. Yeah, it was such a surprise to me. I mean, I didn't find out about my grandfather being, at Omaha, for the invasion until my dad on the 60th anniversary. It was a year before his stroke. He just comes out and says, oh, yeah, your grandfather was there, by the way. And I'm going to say, what? So I have a feeling you're going to do that. So, but thank you, Aaron, for calling in.
Yeah, thank
you, Aaron.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right. That was interesting.
All right. It was interesting. Very interesting.
Let's take the 832 caller. And here you are. 832, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Me Too. I'm calling from Texas. How are you doing today?
Your name is what?
Me Too.
Me Too?
Me Too?
Yeah, MITU.
Me Too. And
Me
you're
too.
From
okay.
Texas?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what can we do for you?
I actually was wondering if you could tell me about how this month will be for my younger brother. Does he have any major events coming up if I give you his name?
Well, we do mostly mediumship, on shows like
okay,
this.
Okay.
But I think we could see that. Me, Brenda?
Of course. I can't beat you with that rolling pin tonight because I'm not there. So
I'm safe.
Yeah. I'm getting a very strong military pull with him. Was he actually interested in going into the military?
No, not that I know of.
I'm actually in Army. Now. Okay. For some reason, I'm getting a real strong Army pull with him. Has he been having a difficult time with depression by any chance?
Okay, are you picking up on my older brother, probably?
Okay. Yeah, I'm picking up on someone who has been going through a very, very difficult time right now and is kind of lost and needing some direction. And I think that's why I'm picking up the military pole.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like as a last resort kind of thing to find
mm-hmm.
somewhere to someplace to direct himself.
Mm-hmm.
Your younger brother isn't coming through as much. He's pretty stable is what I the feeling that I'm getting from him. It's the older brother that actually kind of needs some guidance, and I'm getting a very strong feeling that he really needs your friendship and your support, and knowing that,
mm-hmm.
that he has somebody there that's there for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a very strong, there's a very strong female presence that's actually like pushing me to tell you this. So did you have a grandmother or an aunt that you were very, very close to that has passed away?
It would be a grandmother.
Okay. Is your mother still living?
Yes.
Okay.
It's probably her mom.
I'm getting a very, very strong push from this female energy that's telling me that you really need to just let him know that his family cares about him and that you in particular care about him and are there for him and just support whatever he's going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
he is actually going through a very difficult time. And it feels like it's more... there are things that have happened to him, but this is more self-induced. It's like he's taking a small issue that he's gone through
mm-hmm.
and making it worse for himself. He's causing, you know, internally he's causing it to become a bigger issue than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why having you around him to just kind of pull him out of that a little bit would be
mm-hmm.
very good for him.
Do you see any negative events coming up possibly? Like if either my brother will get in any trouble?
I am seeing that he's had issues with trouble his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been just sitting back, and I'm having trouble with the two of them too. Like, but one of the things I keep getting something with not being where this whoever I'm picking up, whichever one,
mm-hmm.
is not where he wants to be. Really unhappy about it. And I'm sorry to ask this question, but I mean, is there substance abuse?
Yeah, possibly. That's kind of why I asked the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's a rehab thing going on, and the question of that is there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm feeling law, like the law. Has there been trouble with the police or something?
Like, not as right now, but that's what we were afraid of. That's why I kind of asked you, because I don't know which of my brothers it is, really. Because my younger brother kind of hides a lot of stuff, and the people that he hangs out with isn't really good right now. So I don't know if it was him, but then my older brother also had trouble in the past, too, so I don't...
Okay,
like,
well...
Right now, it seems like my older brother's good now, and it's my younger brother causing all the trouble.
Okay, well, trust, you know, you're the one closer to it. I mean, we're reading it from afar,
yeah.
But I got to tell you, it's sort of the, you know, trying to separate the two is really tough.
I understand. Yeah, I understand.
The thing I get here is he bears, you know, the younger one bears close watching, and that
mm-hmm.
I believe there's already been law enforcement, you know, dealing with this, you know, the situation, and a lot of secrets and things like that going on. So. You may well want to check into this, maybe with the police, you know, in your area and find out what's been going on. And it's also possible to even, you know, call up and just do a quick background check for $99. You can get
mm-hmm.
a background check run over the web and find out what's been going on with somebody. And it may very well be a wise investment at this point because this.
Do you feel one of them might end up in jail? By any chance?
It is a very, very strong possibility. I'm actually feeling like he's already done some jail time. Not a lengthy stay in jail, but he has done some jail time. But
none of them have been in jail yet, so none of them have gone to jail at all. And none of, like, we haven't, like, got any, like, police reports or anything as of now.
Well, the thing I get here, my read is the word knucklehead is being used by my guides. They're kind of that need to get hit over the head with a baseball bat, and jail could be the best thing in the world right now to get the attention. Here, as a matter of fact, I mean, if he does get arrested and the family gets involved, this is probably the smartest thing to do would be to go to the judge and say, throw the book at him.
Mm-hmm. You know, do you see it coming soon, attention. Like happening soon, like around this month?
But,
or?
Well, I was thinking fairly strongly that he's done jail time. So if he hasn't done it yet, it is going to happen fairly soon. It's very close to him.
Is he like in his teens still? Is he teens or early 20s?
One is 19 and the other one is 24.
Okay. Well, basically young adult, still impressionable, still a chance to save him. One of the things you could look into if it does happen like this is go privately with counsel and the judge and take him into one of those scared straight programs and scare the crap out of him.
Doing like selling drugs or something? Is that what y'all pick up on, or is it like he's going to get in like an altercation with somebody? Is that why he's going to end up in jail?
I'm getting he's into some really heavy duty bad stuff, and he's
hanging
all the wrong people. So
I am too.
Yeah.
What he might be involved with?
What might he be involved with? I'm feeling substances that selling and
what
transport.
What I'm feeling too. But it's brought on by very, very strong depression. He's doing this because he basically has a very low self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really, you know, he has kind of like that I don't care type of attitude is what I'm picking up off of him.
And just really quickly, I just have one last question. Do you feel my dad stepping up? Like, will he get involved in the situation if it does occur? Because right now my dad, he doesn't even talk to our family right now.
I was going to ask you, you beat me to the punch, because where I was going was, why hasn't there been strong male guidance here? And what they need right now is as an older family member, if not the father, find somebody in the family who is a real authority figure in the family who can come in and grab them and haul them around by the face and take them to the back discussion with the hard way, because that's the only way you're going to get through. I mean, something dramatic has got to happen to get their attention. And then to bring them in and spend time with them, it's an investment in children. This is why, so many broken families in this country, and having a strong male figure for the young men is so needed, and when you don't have that, and it's not against nothing against single mothers. I mean, it's a miracle what they do when they have to pull these young men up, and a lot of them do step up to the plate and fill both roles, but sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes you really need that man, standing there going, you knucklehead, you're going to do this. This is the way it's going to be, and that's what is needed, and I feel here there's still a chance to save it. But it's going to be a strong male, and I'm not sure what your dad's going to do. He's got to make a decision, but it might be time to really consider having him pulled aside and saying, maybe you need to step it up a bit. So this might be kind of an intervention at a lot of levels. But what I'd say is this, sweeping it under the rug and not talking about the 800-pound gorilla in the room is kind of those days are over.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I wish you all the best.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for all the input.
Okay.
You're welcome. Good luck to you.
Thanks. Goodbye.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that was normally we don't do those kind, with psychic stuff. Tonight I'll tell you what. We'll open up the floor a little bit. Let's just have we'll do both.
Sometimes people need it, though. So, I mean, when I feel that there's a need for it, then I don't have a problem doing it.
Yeah, that was. I'll tell you what. When it's that serious a thing, that's a big deal. So, we'll go for that. We've got. Let's see. I'm going to read down the list to let because we got a bunch of callers. I mean,
we
got Salsa. We got Salsa out there, and the minute I said Salsa, the mind lamp turned red. 818 is out there. We got EMM I can't read that whole name, but EMMMM. And then we got 913 and an 814 and JB, and then I got 530. Oh, wait, that's me. And then we got 217. Hey, I'm dialed into myself. All right.
Yes.
So let's go. Yeah, I'll answer my own line.
Will you?
Here we go. Salsa, you're on Soul Stream. Don't have to ask your name. Where are you from?
The land of Oz.
To go with Kansas dress, I'm from Kansas.
You're from Kansas? There's a tornado there, Goldie. Oh,
I would only take that dress if it was in purple. I mean, if it was in purple, it would be all me.
Well, you know, the school I go to, the color is purple, is their mascot. K-State is very purple. So.
Really?
Well, did she see our little post on Facebook?
She must have.
I couldn't believe it. I normally see. I have this thing. I hate texting. I despise texting with so badly. Cannot even know it. And Brenda comes on and goes, "I got to send you this." I'm going, "You're texting me? No, I mean use email. Use Facebook. That's what that's for." Why
I'm so trying to pull you to the dark side, John. You will become a texter here one of these days.
You get attachments. Oh, this is cool. And then I'm going, oh no, I've been sucked in. It's like you got me.
I got you.
Yeah. So,
I have the and the crown, and Nancy wants the wand. I said, just give me the magic and the lottery numbers, and that'll be cool.
Yeah. Just back, people. I've got this. Yeah. Right.
I got this. That was sent to me by a very, very good friend of mine. It was so funny, too. At the moment he sent it to me, I was like, I needed to laugh. And I looked down at my phone, and that was looking up at me, and I just started busting.
Well, today I definitely could have used it, so it came at the right time. And I'm thankful for it, I'll tell you that much, because I definitely needed a laugh. But
for those who don't know, it's just go out to Facebook, go to my wall. You'll see.
I won't post it on my wall, but
I just love it.
Well, what can we do for you, my friend?
I'm wondering if you connect with my grandmother, my maternal grandmother.
Okay. Is this father's side?
Well, I was hoping mother's side. I don't know father's side.
Okay, immediately I got, I did get a woman who's wearing kind of a dark, a black lace shawl, very Victorian, and there's a very strong perfume around her.
Hmm.
Very, very strong, kind of distinctive Victorian type perfume that I'm picking up.
What is her statue like? Is she a more Indian looking or shorter looking, like that? More Spaniard looking?
She's actually kind of fine boned, and I'm getting Italian.
Hmm.
I'm getting a hawkish kind of a face, kind of a it's kind of sharp features.
I was seeing that too, very sharp, fine features.
Yeah, and thin, and kind of if not the tall, not the tallest people. And I'm just trying to, is this the one on the mother's side? Is this fit the one on the mother's? Because I was getting the dad. The dad's mom.
Yeah, that's not my mom's side. I don't know my dad's side. I've been told that I resemble more of my dad's side, and that I have a lot more experiences very similar spiritually to my dad's side than my mom's side. But I don't know them. I know I've seen pictures, but I don't know them.
interesting. This is the theme tonight. We're getting the callers that one side of the family they know, you know, they know real well. The other side they don't. And so I think that's our theme tonight is this whole kind of question of getting to know these people. I'll tell you what I was getting. The first impression I got was when I opened up, your mom's mother came through, and then all of a sudden I get pulled over to the father's side, and I'm going, why am I getting? I mean, I got the first thing, and I thought, well, which is it? And I think we got them both.
Yay!
I think we have both of them. And so trying to read who this is, the hawkish-faced one then would be, you know, the thin, fine-boned featured one would be the one you do know on your mom's side. So
okay.
Your grandmother
there. She was
there.
Very sure. She was.
There's something about a pair of earrings, too. There was a pair of earrings that she was very attached to.
I have them.
You do? Okay, I was just going to say, I feel that they're in your possession. But because she keeps pointing to her earlobes.
Wow. My aunt, who I worry about, gave me those earrings about 3 years ago when she got upset with my mother and said, you take these because you're the only one who could take care of them and to pass them to my daughter when I'm done with them.
Go ahead, John.
I was just going to ask there was a mention of Italian or Indian. Which was it? Who matched who?
Mexican would looking like that would be more my dad's side. Italian. My grandmother had an Italian boarder that I called her boyfriend. Other than that, there's no Italian in the family.
European. She's European descended, correct? Your mother's, your grandmother
my
on
mother,
your mom's side.
Before my grandmother, two generations, yes.
Okay.
On her father's side.
I was getting a difference ethnically on the other side, and I was trying to range in on it. And you were saying possibly Mexican.
Yes, Mexican Indian. They're my dad's side looks very very Mexican Indian.
I think you're going a little further south. I think that line goes back more to like an Inca origin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're getting down towards Central America, possibly towards the northern part of South America, and so that's kind of the sense I get of that. And interesting on both sides is there strong is there very strong if I may say it, I mean magical traditions. I mean,
actually,
I feel
only on one side.
Okay.
On my dad's side, there has always been this kind of ability that no one ever talks about or wants to experience. When I was five, I had my dad's mom, appear to me in my bedroom, and I had no idea who she was. My dad had no picture. And I got up and I talked about this lady at my bedside, and they kind of freaked out, and we went to my uncle's house, and I told him, and he laughed at me, the photo album of the family, and the woman that I saw was the exact same woman standing in my bed, and I said, that's who she is. She came to my bed. And so I've seen her spiritually, but she was deceased at least 10 years before I was born.
Wow.
Have you ever heard the term bruja? And I'm not saying this right, but have you ever heard that term?
Yes.
Okay. I think she would have known something about it. I think it's a form of, to put it mildly, witchcraft. You know, mm-hmm. there's a sort of a So, and which in the common vernacular, here it is October, so this is the time to bring this stuff up, but which actually means wise one. And, from European traditions, it's a wise person, somebody with experience of the world,
yes,
and knows how things work. And that's what she represents. And there's a whole line, like you're talking about. You know, I mean, this is why I had trouble in the beginning, because your other grandmother got overshadowed. I mean, this one popped in and just took the stand, and I'm like, well, which one do I talk to? You know, but she came through, and the other one, your other grandmother, is kind of letting her do that because you know so little about that side. So I think
right.
It's kind of a prearrangement. I mean, you know the other one well, and that relationship is there, but this one is really hasn't had that chance, and so this is a chance to dialogue and get to know more. I keep getting Nicaragua. It's like Nicaragua. What's the country on the west side of the peninsula that's? It's like an American colony. I can't remember the name. Somebody in the chat room can tell me. There's an American colony down there that's Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
So I feel like there's an extended set of family going to Mexico, Nicaragua, mm-hmm. Costa Rica, all through there. That's where all these different lines go to, and eventually, you know, that's how it is. I mean, and you still have living relatives there. So, I mean, you know, there's definitely extended family all through there. You said one side of the family is only ones with the magic.
Yes.
Wrong.
Oh. Yeah, I'm feeling it very strongly on the other side as well, but it wasn't talked about as much.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Italian, right?
My grandmother is Mexican descent. Like a few generations back, Spaniard.
Huh.
This is the thing. When you should say what always comes first. And at first, I did get Spanish, and then I got Italian, and I said Italian. I should have said Spanish.
Well, actually, doesn't part of Spain border Italy?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then that's why you're getting it. It's probably because there's a mix going on, and
okay,
you're going to have some of that both, you know, some of both sides. So you may want to find out what town, what locality, you know they hailed from. What I feel is in Italy there's also traditions that are down there, and of course in Spain same kind of thing. I'm trying to get she's showing me. It wasn't craft work like what you were talking about with the other side with the father's
right.
You know,
right. Well, I know that my
but it was like a folk magic thing. It was like a folk thing.
My dad's mom people used to go to her, and they called her a curandera because she would come up with remedies that would fix things that the medical profession couldn't fix.
Okay.
So if that had been practiced in the middle of ages, let's say that, she would have been labeled a witch.
Yes,
right,
so,
exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
A wise one. Yeah,
right.
And it's so you've got a very strong component of this in both sides of the family, and you yourself represent a very potent mix. So, I mean, I'm not surprised you would be seeing them, and they would come through for you. I really feel that strongly that getting to know this other side is like kind of a big thing. When did she appear to you, your father's mother?
When I was like 5 years old.
And it's never happened again?
It's happened a couple of times since then, but not really. Her daughter, who was deceased many years before, who looks like her, her name is Helen. And she comes to me more often. My grandmother comes to me many a time, sick or my last wits end. My grandmother appeared to me.
Which one is it that had the doll collection?
Oh,
I'm getting a very strong affinity for
dolls. That's my aunt. That's my aunt.
Okay.
That's my aunt who was my maternal grandmother's daughter, who was my mother's sister. She had, now that's really funny because she had, she's the only one that's ever had a doll collection. And my daughter loves dolls, has a doll collection. But you know what? I take that back. Grandmother maternally did collect little dolls. I call them dustbusters.
Does your family still have any of those dolls? Do they still, are they still in existence with your family?
Yeah, well, I don't know because they don't take care of things, and they were stolen when she died.
Okay.
They cleared the house before I could get there, and I know that there were some pieces I wanted I never got, and so my aunt knew. Never got anything, and I helped my grandmother a lot, and so she gave me the earrings, and they're not expensive earrings or real earrings. They're costume jewelry, but they belong to me because they were hers.
Right.
Well, I'll say this much. What I think is that you're this Me Too thing going on,
yes.
She's had her eye on you for quite a while, and I think that you know, this is kind of the other side of the family. Your mom's side is kind of just kind of standing back and saying, it's time. Come on, get to know them. You know, you're off both of us. And so I really feel I think you know all you need to know to get into contact with her. And she may appear to you again. You might start having the dreams.
That would be great.
So just show an interest and start talking to her because this door open, you know, for you.
Do you think they're coming through, John and Brenda? Because my mom is as sick as she is, and my dad will probably follow. I'm thinking with like 45 days after she passes, I'm thinking dad will go. Do you think
that does happen? I know with my own grandmother that I felt right. And she passed away suddenly. We were not prepared for it. But when it was getting towards the end of her life, she actually was talking a lot about things that happened in her past and relatives that have passed away. And I would feel those people around her very strongly. So I think when someone's getting to the end of their life, I think we do have visits from people that have passed on. I think they come in and just kind of watch over us as we're going through that final process.
I believe it because when my grandmother died, I was the only one who went to visit her because I was grounded. Nobody would let me go, so I left anyways and got in trouble. But I knew when she was going to die, and I was off by 4 minutes, and I was not allowed to say goodbye to her because I had gone to see her so much prior. But I remember, you know, her telling me that it would soon come, and she would let me know. And I remember feeling other spirits. I didn't know what they were, but, you know, that's what I can now say it was, that I was not familiar with. I was not afraid of them, but I didn't know them, and I could feel them in my home. And my dad, when I told my dad, my dad never missed work, and I said, Dad, Grandma is going to die on such and such day around this time. You can't go to work. And he never misses, and even when he had rheumatic fever, he went to work. And he did not go to work that night. I knew what I was talking about. And it came to pass, and I was off by 4 minutes.
Wow.
Did your mother is the one that's ill right now?
Yes.
Did she paint? Was she a painter?
No.
Who's the painter?
Her sister, who I worry about, that lives in her house. She's a beautiful, creative artist, and she can do, like, even handwriting, like they used to do in the old days, be scriptive, just naturally.
Yeah.
That's just who, very creative. She can draw whatever. And her father was the artist.
Did someone paint a wall in the home with like a mural, or is there something like that in the home, a large painting that would be like a mural?
There's one in my parents' home of my sister, the one that beat up my mother.
Oh, that's joyful.
Wow. Yeah.
Is there any other of that kind of work around the house? Any other paintings, things like that? Creative
no.
works?
No.
All right.
My mom wasn't into art.
All right. I was shown artwork, and I was shown painting, and I was going, okay, so I guess it was just kind of a me too. Yeah, hey, they're saying they're aware of this. And this other sister is in trouble then, is having some issues medically.
She was okay when I last saw her. When I went down to Chicago to see my mom, I went to see her. That's when we were almost arrested, and she got in the window to see us, and they pushed her out of the window. She is very frail. I heard that she quit eating. I don't know if it's true or not. I know they don't want her, and so she is my concern.
All right. Well, then that's probably why this is going on. So definitely check into what's going on there.
Right.
And as far as your father going after your mom goes, no, that's going to be a while. No,
okay.
No. He's a little more tough than you think.
I'm seeing at least 2 years.
Oh, wow.
I'd say we're into quite a time. Let's just say that it could be a year and a half, 2 years. I wouldn't be surprised. But
okay.
he's a tougher constitution. So
yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I hope
that does gives you something to go with there, friend.
Thank you very much. I've been wondering about my grandmother, and I've been wanting to see her, and I've talked. But I've gotten nothing, and that's kind of worried me.
Okay. Well,
thank you both so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, these are good readings tonight.
I know.
You find this. Yeah, this is what we love. I mean, you learn so much about people and all the things that happen. And I come out of here, when the shows are done, just going, whoa.
I know. Me too.
So
me
much,
too.
You know. Let's do 818. Here we go. 818, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, John. Hey, Brenda. It's Ebony calling from California.
Oh, hello,
hi, Ebony.
Ebony. How are you?
We've had you on
good.
Before, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, you remember me, Brenda, too? It's been a while. And then the last thing
I do remember you.
And then the last thing we did was the EVP. I guess a month or so back. That was real interesting. Really interesting.
Okay.
And I was just curious as to who you guys see around me this evening.
Yeah, throw Brenda out there first.
I knew you were going to say that again.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I'm getting a very educated man.
I am too.
He's very educated. Very fine talker. Very eloquent.
With a really good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. was there someone in your family with the name Jesse or?
It's a W name.
You're getting a W.
I'm getting a W.
Not that I can place. It'll be one of those. Because, John, I'll, hear it, and then, weeks later, I'll ask my mom or somebody, and then I'll get it. But it's not resonating at the moment, but I'll
write
it down.
Oh, this is a nickname. I'm not getting – he's not giving me his real name. He's giving me the nickname, and it's going to have a W component in it. He's got like, a thing that he was called, and it's a W. And I cannot for the life – fill out the full name, but I know that I'm not getting his real name. But what I do know about him is he's very, very educated. I feel music around him.
Mm-hmm.
Either he appreciated fine music or played music, but he was into music.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Was he into some sort of a science or theoretical background? I mean, and don't just say yes or no.
I say half and half music. Yes, the science, not that I know of, but he may.
All right. So the theory of music. So he's a musician. Did he do composition, things like that?
I want to say it's weird. It's not weird. I want to say he's composing on the other side, I think I've heard. And he just really loved music while he was here. But I think I've heard that on the other side he's composing music.
All right. So, but his appreciation of music in life was legendary, so to speak. I mean, it was well known.
Yeah, I guess I would say that, yeah.
Okay, so I'm drawing a blank as to what, because I'm trying to get the sense of what it was he did. And
was he a college professor or an educator of some sort?
Okay. So I might have probably thought you guys were talking about somebody else. This person I'm not resonating with. It might be somebody maybe far down the line. I don't know anybody.
Okay.
That was a professor or educator.
Who, but this educated man that we are talking about, you know, that does ring a bell, correct?
I mean, somewhat. I think more so the music, the educated part, unless he's coming off that way, but as far as the educated part, and him.
All right. So let's go with the music component. What, tell us a little bit about him, because then I'll know if we're on the same guy.
Got you. I don't know if, I know you were saying something about legendary. It's just, I can't even really say. I just know that they liked music a lot, and it'd probably be contemporary music.
Did he go to college? I mean, was there a college thing with him that, and then he ended up in a pretty good career? I mean, I'm really feeling that this guy knew his stuff.
I am too. I'm feeling a very distinguished, very elegant, very well-educated man.
Long fingers. Keep showing me long fingers.
It's so weird. It's funny. It's like the person. It sounds like there's like a mesh or something going on, because parts of what you're picking up, I can tell who that is, but then other parts seems like it's a totally different person. Like the long fingers I'm picking up, the music I'm picking up. The person was in college. But they were getting ready to establish a career and own a company,
Let's go with the one that you know about. We've gotten quite a ways here. I mean, who was he?
It sounds like who you've, tuned in for me before, and it's Darnell. He's the one that we did the EVP a while back. It was a month back, and
okay.
You guys both said okay, yeah. And so there's parts that are making sense.
Did he refer to you as girl? Would he say like,
yes.
Hey, girl? Or okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
I tell you what, I would be wondering if he's trying to. Normally, the way we do it is they'll give us things that identify them, and then they'll go off into the message, and sometimes they'll talk about what they're doing. And I think he kind of just threw the whole thing in at once, and that's kind of why I'm picking up all this stuff. His appreciation of music, you feel then, and you've had other readings that have indicated he's doing a lot of neat stuff on the other side, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
yes.
That might be explained why we're getting some of these strange things. So I'm liable to buy into that it's Darnell.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing with the jobs? Who's having job trouble? Yeah, he's talking about job trouble with someone here on this side.
Oh, it could be somebody in his family. I know that I'm trying to get my career thing straight, and I just started kind of working again temporarily. But there might be somebody in his family, because he still is around his family, that might be, experiencing job trouble.
All right. I think with regard to your issues with job, you're working on getting into a more permanent career right now and all that?
That's right. I'm juggling some things. I'm off to grad school. I don't know.
All right.
Do you do social work by any chance?
I don't, but that's one of the things. I'm considering getting another graduate degree either in psychology or speech therapy, but I do like counseling, and so, yeah,
okay.
I'm thinking about counseling too.
I'm feeling a very strong pull for you with that. You should definitely go in that direction, and it's kind of it's coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
You would be very, very successful in that field. You have a gift with talking to people and with helping people, and there's a lot of compassion around you. So you would definitely be very successful in that field.
That's helpful. That's really helpful. That's really helpful.
I really think that where he was coming from here is just to highlight that he's kind of watching over, you know, that he's aware of the troubles. Let's just say this. I mean, the thing I get the feeling of that he's showing, were you ever at a point where you're pretty frustrated with the whole process? I mean, you just kind of looking at it going, this is not going where I want it to.
Yes.
Basically, he's around you at those points, and he's by your side. And the way this is coming off is that you're not alone, you know. And he's kind of using the line from Galaxy Quest: "Never give up, never surrender."
Yeah, that's him. He said to never give up, and he's humorous. And the fact that I think Brenda was picking up on, does he call you girl? And that's like the second time I've heard him refer to me as girl. A girl? Girl? And I'm curious as to how he's saying it, but yeah.
I'm hearing like, hey, girl. I'm hearing it like that.
And the mind lamp is a perfect shade of purple right now, so it's very high spirit. And so he's really on your side. He's in your corner. And there's other spirits in your home.
There are two
women that are part of this whole thing with Darnell.
Okay.
There's actually two other women that work. You got a pretty good crew around you. I'm trying to make sense of who this woman is. She's in your family group. She dies in the 40s. I don't think you really knew much of her.
I'm picking up on a cat, too.
Well, that's my mom's name. My mother is named Catherine, but she goes by Cat.
Really?
Oh,
really?
You know what? Actually, you guys, here it goes again. My mom has an aunt that just passed some months ago, and her name is Catherine, and probably goes by Cat, and she's in spirit.
Really?
Had an aunt?
It's my mom's aunt. Yeah, so I don't know if she's my aunt.
Okay. And you knew this aunt?
I did. I knew her. I knew her a little bit. My mom probably knew her more. She was my mom's dad's sister.
Okay. One of these, I would say, I'm not getting a clear read on this, but I would say this is your mom's side. This goes back a ways. This is a woman who dies in the 40s. She dies of a blood disease. It's like leukemia, but I can't figure what, I mean, it's a blood disease. That's all I know. And she passed from the blood disease, and she's around you. And, I'm trying to get a name out of her.
Okay.
It's another D name. I'm going, you can have two D's in this thing, and I'm kind of going, it sounds like a D.D.? Deidre? D.D.? I don't know. I may be way off with this, but that's what I do know is this. The identifying characteristic is blood disease, dies of that, very big-hearted blood giving. Very concerned about family, very dedicated to family, and has been around all of the various members of your group, and just kind of goes around making sure folks are okay. And she's working with Darnell. The other one is stepping back and is basically unknown to me. And I'm really the home you're in right now, where are you located at?
I'm in Valley. I'm in Sherman Oaks.
Okay. Is this home fairly old?
It is. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. Wait, let me get myself together. I'm freaking out for two things. Okay, I'm freaking out. You're the second person who have said that there's some supernatural activity happening in your house, and they just left it at that. And then my building that I'm in was built in the 40s, 1940 something.
Wow.
So I'm freaking out right now. I'm freaking out. I'm here by myself.
No, there's no worry here. Really, okay, honestly, you don't. You have an earthbound woman.
Yeah,
and she's sort of
aware
of the others, and she's around. And you know, there's really nothing wrong here. You may start to notice a few things if you haven't already. You know, water and, you know, turning on and, you know, maybe hearing knocking, footsteps and stuff. But just say hi, how are you? You know, sharing the place with you. Have a great day.
See, what happens, you have a very compassionate heart for people that are living, but also people that have passed on. They're drawn to people, you know, that have that compassion. They're very drawn to people that are alive that have that. So it does draw spirit activity in when you are that kind of a person. And it's nothing that you should be afraid of or freaked out about. It's them just coming to you because they're drawn to that compassionate energy that you have.
I think that the name that I got is tied to this woman somehow, because whatever I think that this woman has not fully crossed and is hanging out there. And I think it's like a DD or a GG kind of a name. So you may test it out. Because I don't feel that the name I got was tied to your relative who died in the 40s who's there, but it's to this woman who is not of your family group, but
was
is in the home.
Was there some kind of a fire or a car accident where there was a fire recently around where you're living?
Not that I know of. There might have been a car accident, but...
I'm leaning more towards car accident because I think I'm pulling in the same one that you are, John, and she's showing me fire that she passed in flames, and I'm kind of leaning more towards the car accident.
Yeah, she just steps back into the shadow. I mean, I can't even describe her physically. I just know it's a feminine presence. I'm going to go with age 27 to 30, you know, dies young, and had a lot to live for and just didn't want to leave. And I feel that she's not haunting just one location, that there's potentially two or three other places that she's around, and she just comes and goes. So it's not a constant haunt. It's just there are times that she's around more in your location than others, and you may notice things or feel like you're not alone. I would try the name out to see if you get responses. If that happens, and you know, just ask her if she wants to cross, if she's aware she's passed over, and then you know, generally what we do to help them cross is just say, why don't you go hang out at a funeral home if you want to cross and wait for someone else's light, and you can cross with them, and that's a time honored technique. If she doesn't want to cross, and then just say you're more than welcome to come in, and you're just be a gracious host, and believe me, they appreciate it. So I don't feel anything threatening with it. It's a very she's a very eloquent lady, very nice. So
I feel that's interesting, and I thought it was Darnell. I was trying to figure out who this was, and it could be Darnell. It might not even be her, but. Probably for the last month or so, I've been feeling like a cold breeze on my left side, and it's just cold, just only on my left side, around my shoulder, around my arm, sometimes around my back.
Say hi to Gigi. Dee Dee.
It's her. Yeah.
And this is around the time that I first heard their supernatural activities, kind of coinciding around the cold breeze.
I feel like the kind of the answer in this whole thing tonight is two of your spirits there have fully crossed over. They're aware of this other woman there. They're aware, you know, and you're very evolved in the way you think, and you're open to this stuff. It would not surprise me if it came to pass that they were just kind of easing you into the knowledge of this, and not only that, maybe trying to put this woman to kind of get her aware. She's holding on to something. There's something keeping her here, and I feel like a child was involved in this, and the child is alive still.
I was feeling a child too. I really was feeling
so
a child too.
She's like, you know, you may want to find the history of the place and see what this, if this matches up. But I feel like Brenda kind of kicked it. There's this fire accident thing going on, and she's just thinking that she's sort of in a confused state. But, you know, she's aware of things going on, but she's got this thing holding her back, and she just needs to kind of get, you know, moved on. But don't get freaked out. That's the main thing tonight. Is just accept it.
Don't. And I'm good. It's really interesting because I to validate something for you guys. Probably a little while ago, and I got a reading. Someone was saying, "Do you know somebody who died in a fire?" I have a lady here who died in a fire, and I'm like, "No, don't know who that is." They're like, "Well, she's here. She says she died in a fire." And this was early summer, and so. It's funny that you, because, I mean, as I'm listening, certain things are starting to pop in my head, and now I'm thinking about the fire, but she came in a totally another reading when I was trying to connect with somebody else, and she showed up, and I was like, no, I don't know her. Interesting.
She's got, I have a feeling she's very self-conscious about her face, because she steps into the shadow.
I was getting that, too.
So she's I feel like there's a horror in what happened to her. And she's just very, you know, and she's just like a really gentle soul. So, you know, showing her a little kindness and just being really gracious with her will probably encourage her a little more, and she might come out and she might, you know, show herself to you. So,
I'm actually hearing her talk, and all what I'm hearing is she keeps saying to me over and over again, "I was such a beautiful woman." So what happened to her face is very devastating to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So so your other relatives are just kind of around you there, just kind of letting you know, hey, don't worry about it. It's these things happen. This is normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that helped tonight.
It did. This was an air full, very interesting, a little Paranormal Activity 3 going on this phone call. Interesting. But all right. Well, the social work thing really helped. I'm glad Darnell stepped in and he said that helped, and so that helps me out. So thank you, guys.
Good.
I appreciate
you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
You
too.
Thank you. Bye.
I like her. She's got good energy.
I do, too. Yeah. She can call in anytime.
I know. It's like, I've got a ghost in the house. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, you have 2 months. I've got 5. That's a little set. 913. I'm going to bring 913 on, and we've got only two others with their hands up. The rest of them seem to be just listening in. So if you don't have your hand up, we won't take it. We're going to speed through. We got about 20 minutes left. So I'm taking we just lost the 111 caller.
Okay.
Oh, they're back. Okay. did I hit? I thought I hit 913. 913, are you still with me?
Hello?
Wait a minute. I got two 913s. I'll go with the 913 609 with a 13. You're on the air.
Okay.
Okay. Who we got?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
We've got him. We've got him.
My name is Steve. I'm from Kansas.
Hi, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hi.
Yeah. We got two. It looks like we have two Kansas callers on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a same exchange and everything, just off by a couple of hundred digits. But what can we do for you, Steven?
I wanted to ask if you had any messages from my first wife. Her name is Jane.
Oh, I was just going to ask you if you had a wife that passed. did she pass from cancer?
I was just going to ask cancer. Was there a disease?
It was disease, and multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
Okay.
was this a was this sudden? I mean, did she just she was it was just like a sudden passing? Was she like here and gone?
Well, she was ill for a long time, and none of us really thought of her as being terminal, but she did die suddenly in her sleep.
Yeah. I mean, that's the sense I got. I mean, it was like completely unexpected.
She had some health problems, some health things, though, that were not diagnosed. She had been having some health issues for a while, though, that just were not treated and not diagnosed.
Okay.
Do you have a son?
I've got two sons.
One of them is of great concern to her.
Yeah, I was picking that up, too.
Is there one that's having a little more trouble? Pardon me?
Actually, I don't know. After I remarried, they both disowned me.
Okay. One of them is in some sort of an issue. And that's what I'll say is this, and I'm not clear on what it is, but she has strong concerns about this one son, and I feel it's the older of the two.
Yeah.
And
I
don't know that it's I don't think it's anything quote legal, but I think his moral choices are a little less than what she would feel wisely about. So he's getting into some things that she's just really feels very strongly about. So I mean, that's the message. Mainly her main concern right now is that. I mean, coming through. Why am I seeing construction? She's showing me construction.
I keep getting the phrase, this may make sense to you, but I keep getting the phrase, he's too much like me. She keeps saying that over and over again. So I'm hoping that maybe that'll make sense to you.
What was the phrase again?
He's too much like me. He's too much like I was. She keeps saying that over and over again to me.
Yes.
One of these guys is into construction.
About him being stubborn like her.
Yeah.
What sort of, just real quickly, what business are you in? What do you do for a living?
I'm retired. I used to work for the government.
You used to work in what?
For the government.
I'm on disability. I used to work for the government.
Okay. I'm seeing, do you know what these two sons are doing right now? Do you have any idea?
Just one of them.
Now, just one of them?
Professor.
It's a professor?
Yes.
You don't know what the other one is doing?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I'm getting something in and around construction or something thereof of that sort of a business with heavy equipment or heavy big machinery. It's kind of the feeling I'm getting with this. Is the older one the professor?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like the construction guy, is I'll call him that, is, I don't think he's having any real troubles. He's just.
Is it the professor that you have trouble with?
But the professor one, is he, what's your relationship with him like? Because I'm getting.
No, he's refused to talk to me since I remarried him.
It's probably this moral thing that your mother's having about it, because I just think that she's not agreeing with this at all.
No, she's not. But this is a very difficult situation because he's not open to having he wants a relationship with you, but he's not open to it right now. There's a very strong wall up around him.
He very much hates my wife and my adopted daughter that I adopted from my stepdaughter who I adopted. They're a different race.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, and what part, you're in Kansas, and so this,
yes.
And so let me see if I got this right. You married interracially?
Yes.
Okay, and so would this be the source of, I'm sorry to ask, but is this the source of the difficulty? with the two?
I think it is.
Wow. That's why she's like this. She's just not happy with it. About it at all, because her the sense is that this is like all stupid. Showing concern about you, she's got some concerns about you too. You're retired. How long have you been retired?
For 11 years now, or 10 years.
You've been. Have you had some recent medical issues that have come forward?
Can I ask that question? Are you having trouble with your heart by any chance?
That's part of it.
Your heart. Are you on
lung heart type thing?
Yeah. Okay, I have a rare autoimmune disease that's affecting my lungs and heart, nervous system, some of the other organs.
All right. And so this is being treated at the current time, and you're and is it going fairly well? I mean, it's under control.
It's relatively under control right now.
Okay, that's what this. She is definitely around you, definitely concerned, and she's just making sure that you know she'll be there no matter what.
Right.
I don't know that you've been dreaming about her, but I would bet you that she's been coming up. The fact you called is a good indicator, but and the mind lamp just turned a perfect shade of purple, so it's very spiritual. She, despite the fact you two, she's passed over and all that. She's still very connected with you, and always has been, always will be. I feel. Talks about promise. She's talking about the promise. She made a promise to you about something that, and I just am not reading the symbol, but there's a promise that she's keeping with you about sticking with you. I don't know if it has to do with marriage vows or anything like that, but what I feel is that she's very concerned with you, and just wanting you to know that she's aware of everything going on.
There's also some concerns about you continuing with your treatment, with your medication. She's wanting me to tell you to stay with your treatments and with your medication. She has a lot of concerns about that.
Okay. So you have time for that for avoiding medication.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said time we have trouble affording the medication.
Okay. So that's why she's concerned about that, because I kept seeing her saying, please tell him to take his medication.
What's the the bit with the Caribbean? I mean, I'm getting a Caribbean thing going on. I don't know what she's showing me this for, but she's showing me the Caribbean. I mean, was there a trip that you two went on, or is there something that's going on with a trip that you're going to be doing? In the Caribbean.
No.
There's none of that. Okay. Don't be surprised if something like that comes up then, because she's very. Been very adamant. Did you ever go to the Caribbean? Ever in your life?
Ever what? I'll go to the Caribbean. I haven't. Only member of my family I know of who's been there is my father. Was there in the Navy about 1950.
And has he passed?
Yes, he has.
And did he have any kind of similar disease to you?
He had Parkinson's disease.
Okay, this might explain the connection. Have you been, what's your dreaming been like? Have you had a lot of dreams of these people in the last, year or so?
I don't remember the dreams of it within a minute.
Okay.
I'm not epileptic. I have kind of odd dreams anyway that kind of go everywhere.
Well, I just get the feeling you're going to be having some interesting experiences, and just be open to them, okay?
Yeah,
because,
I feel that too.
Honestly, I mean, this process is undergoing in your body. I mean, you're going through the whole thing, and they're doing the best they can with it. And you're a tough guy. And the thing is, they're going to be around you through the whole thing. That's what this whole thing is about, making sure that you know you're not alone through this. And your current wife is being pretty good with you, right? I mean, this is all going well with, you know, families rallying around you, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask if she approved of my current marriage, but...
Oh yeah, I mean the thing with the boys is she's like really, I think the moral choices that they made about that, this is what the disapproval is, and
right.
It's like ridiculous.
Right.
And now, do the boys know about your condition at this point?
Yes.
And they're still. I'd like to walk up and, you know.
I know.
Condition. Came out with after in the stress of the break of having that breakup. They kind of I had a stroke.
This whole thing with the I'm trying to think of how this is. Sorry, this person is popping up here. I just lost track of what I was going to ask, but I know what it is now. The treatments they're giving you for the, and I'm sorry, we're going to run it right to the end. So, and we'll try to catch everybody we can after stream. So we'll do our best here, but this really needs to go through. I mean, this one reading.
Yes, it does.
The treatment that they've been giving you, there's some pretty esoteric drugs involved.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Advanced drugs, yeah, very, very unique drugs.
No, not currently. I've been, they've considered it in relative remission, and they've got me on some pretty ordinary drugs of treating it. Keep the inflammation down, one of the main symptoms.
Is it, what was this main symptom?
What is the name of it, or?
Yeah, what was the main symptom you were talking about?
The biggest symptom is inflammation. It's the problem it causes throughout the body is from inflammation.
Hmm. Huh.
Yeah, my wife thinks there's something wrong with my heart, but the doctors have said no.
Well, actually, there could very. I'm getting a very strong feeling about your heart, and I know that heart problems will cause inflammation throughout the body. So I would definitely keep that in mind, and I would definitely have your doctor check, make sure that they keep on that with checking your heart, because there can be inflammation due to heart trouble. And I'm getting a very strong feeling about your heart.
Yeah, and have you ever had shingles? I'm sorry to ask this, but you have?
No, I haven't.
Okay, shingles. I had a terrible attack in 06, and I ended up, I was kind of left on my own. They gave me some antivirals that knocked out the main virus, but the effect of it, I was basically a basket case for 2 months, and was finally found out that fish oil helped me an enormous amount. The reason I'm saying this is because I feel like nutrition is a big part of this. And,
yeah, I'm
doing
that
too. I don't know that if that's been shown to you that direction with it, but you may want to research some of that. That's all I'm saying. But what I feel with your wife, you know, number one, your wife approves of what you've done. Has no trouble with anything you've done, is absolutely supportive of you, and is 100% behind you in everything you're doing. Definitely around you. I feel the is going to be through with you through all the processes that are going on with everything in your life at this point. So there's no worries there. The main issue is you. And just seeing that you take good care of yourself and that and your family sticks by you. And then to get these two knuckleheads of yours to wake up to the truth of this. And so, but honestly, I mean, you know, everything else seems good. You know, but you're a tough guy. I mean, I tip my hat to you. You know, you've got a real realistic way of looking at it, and you're very open to these processes. I mean, the other side coming through and things like that. So, I would not be surprised that you start having some interesting experiences. And again, I mean, I say this a lot on the show, but this one, I really feel strong love connection there with the first wife.
I do too. She is around you all the time, and she does really love you, and she's very, very concerned about your health and wants you to keep on top of the medication and the treatments and do everything that you can to help yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, God bless you. Yeah, take care, my friend.
Yes, take care. You're welcome.
Okay. All right. We're gonna wind it down a little bit. I'm gonna take the there's another 913 caller. And I assume that's Kansas. So we'll jump to that in just a minute. We're just gonna say to everybody, thanks for being on the show. And I'll just go through the list here. We've got Carrie Whisper, Castle 407, Kathy's Distant Echoes, hello. Curious Listener, we got Daniel Adam, Danny One, Debbie Tenson, Denise in Florida. Oh, Denise in Florida, hi. JB34, Kingdom here, Margaritaville. We've got Mother Jerry, Mountain Diva, Mikey, Nancy, got to you, Practitioner, Prosepi, Satori 11, and Yachtman, and then all the other lurkers we know that are out there. So we're going to keep right on reading right through the end. So I'm going to take this next call for the next 913 caller, and we'll just roll right through. So we won't even do the music. We're just going to read like crazy and get as many as
okay.
we can in. So if you're up for it, Brenda, I am too.
Absolutely.
Okay, 913, second 913 caller in Kansas, I assume. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight, John and Brenda?
Hi, who we got here?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah.
I am all right. Tired, but all right. And yes, I am from Kansas.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. What can we do for you?
Well, this time around, I'd like to call about my furry friends from across the Rainbow Bridge. And they come around whenever I'm in a bind or whenever I'm at my wit's end. I can sense them. Sometimes I see a little shadow or close to the ground. I was wondering if you guys had any messages from them or
sometimes you
anything
see,
of the
okay,
like?
The Rainbow Bridge. I've never heard anybody describe it that way. So you're actually having paranormal experiences, is what you're saying. And you're seeing shadow people.
Actually, what I think she's seeing are animals. Are these cats that you're talking about?
There might be a cat or two in there. Cat, dog, bird. I was described to me as a Rainbow Bridge when I was little. I didn't know how else to describe it. Otherwise, would they cross over to pass onto the next plane, I guess you could say.
I've heard that before in reference to animals, that when they pass over the Rainbow Bridge. I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I was wondering if you had any messages.
I've never. You're wanting messages from these particular animals, I guess, is what right? Right? I mean,
if that's possible, or confirmation that they're around, or I guess anything in general, but I was wondering about them because I know they come around whenever I'm really, I'm not sure how to describe it, out of it or out of the focus. Of late, I've been, had a hard time thinking clearly, concentrating, focusing on work, and I've been overanalyzing, overthinking, and micromanaging, and
yada, 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 blah, blah, blah.
let's put it this way. Have you had large dogs in your life? Here in real life, have you ever had a large pet dog? And don't tell me what it is.
Yes. Two Schwarzers.
Two what?
German Schwarzers.
Okay. And are these dogs passed?
No, they're still here.
Okay. And earlier in your life, did you ever have a large animal? And don't tell me exactly what it was. Just say yes if you had a large dog or a fairly large dog.
Describe large.
Okay, it's like when you were a kid, or you know, your parents had a large animal, a large dog, and large would be, you know, German Shepherd, maybe slightly smaller, maybe Spaniel. I'm not big on all the dogs.
Spaniel, I guess you could say. It wasn't a Spaniel, but I guess if you talk about stuff like that, then yeah, they're kind of a large dog.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I got, because I'm trying to make sense of this. And I mean, I know you're in Kansas, but I was getting, we used to have a dog called a Samoy, and they're very unique dogs. They're very territorial. They're very, they're like a part wolf. And this animal is around you. I mean, I'm just getting this white wolf-like animal, and it's definitely with you, and it's got blue eyes. I mean, this thing is...
I'm seeing a white poodle, too. There's a white poodle around you.
Yeah, this is like a... this is just like a husky. It would be like a husky. To me, it reminds me of a Samoy, because we had a Samoy. It was just huge, but huskies can be a little smaller, so it'd be in that same range. But I don't know if you ever had this kind of a dog in real life, but I feel this animal around you. So.
No, I've always had an affinity for wolves and for huskies. When I was very young, I loved wolves. I loved the look of huskies, and I never really grew out of that. Although it's not nearly as intense of a desire as it was back then, but yeah, I could relate to that, but I've never actually had one.
Okay, well, then I would say this. I would say that somehow, some way, in either some past life or in some manner that you've attracted the interest of this animal, this animal's with you and knows of this. So that's the unique big energy I'm picking up with you. Except I'm getting, I don't know why I'm getting this, but I'm getting reptile.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm getting reptiles. I'm getting a reptile. I'm not even sure if it's a snake, but it's snake-like. It could be lizard. What is this with the snakes or lizards?
See, they don't even come to me in readings, because I refuse to read reptiles, so... Go for it.
Have you ever had anything like that? A reptile as a pet?
Reptile. Not to my memory, no reptiles.
But you did say that you had birds, right?
Yes, I had birds.
See, and birds are related to reptiles.
Really?
Oh, Chip says she was born in Florida where there were lots of chameleons around.
That's true.
Okay. All right. So you were physically around these animals, all right? I mean, is that sensible to say?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That kind of explains it. So basically you're like Dr. Doolittle-ette.
That's what they call me when I was little. They used to call me crazy because I used to speak to the birds and the squirrels and whatever else came around my grandmother's house.
Well, you attracted the interest of insects, and also reptiles seem to follow you around. The feeling I get, I mean, I'm not getting a personal connection of any sort, you know, directly. I mean, I don't normally I mean, I know people who are very good with reading animals. It's just not my area that I've really done well. I mean, Brenda, you probably would be better at this. But I am so strong.
And what makes you say that, John? That I would be better with the animals.
Well, I feel that strong component with you. I mean, you've got that nature about you. And but I honestly, the only thing I got was this strong wolf connection thing going on. And you know, I'm going to step back. Yeah. So it's all yours.
They are definitely around you, though. I do feel a little white dog, a little white like poodle around you. I'm also getting hamsters. Did you have hamsters as pets?
Me, no. Delta was a vicious one, but they weren't mine by any means. They were not mine.
But I'm seeing hamsters for some reason. But I am feeling a lot of animal spirits around you. There are a lot. Some of them may be animals that you actually did come in contact with, and some of them may be just kind of like spirit animals that have just sort of attached to you, but you are definitely an animal person and someone who draws their attention and someone who they, you know, animals don't tend to be attracted to everyone. You kind of have to have that sort of energy that they feel safe with, and you definitely have that.
Okay.
I just feel.
And I hear you like
there's no human spirits hanging around. They're all just sitting back going, I feel like there's a few relatives sitting right back going, this is cool. We're not going to talk.
Well, we can tell them they can step in anytime.
There is a gentleman who I kept getting flashes of. He reminds me of my great grandfather McHenry. Tall guy, white mustache, handlebar thing going on, and he just is like way back in your relations, and he's just sitting there just going, yeah, I was into the animals too. And I don't know, just like talking about the animals. So,
and the handlebars.
Yeah, you might want to look into the handlebar guy.
Is he a fuller figured man or fuller bodied man?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he is very broad. I'm seeing very broad shoulders.
He's a big guy. He's a big boy.
And he said I knew him earlier in life?
I don't know that you ever really met him. I feel like this guy goes back a ways. He goes back 2-3 generations. But he's just sort of popping in. He's just sitting here idly looking at this and going, yeah, I was into the animals too, you know. And
he's holding a squirrel.
You're not the only nutty one that did this, you know.
I'm seeing him with a squirrel in the sitting in the palm of his hand.
Huh.
And Chips is sitting here saying, is his name Gordon? I'm not getting a name from this guy. He's just, he's a fairly... I feel like he did manual labor, manual work, very strong, passed suddenly. That's what he's showing. Axes.
This was many, many years ago.
This is like way, way, way back. So all I know is an accident, but he was good with the animals, and he identifies with you, and he's just, the rest of it, he's sort of befuddled. I guess the sense I get with him is he just looks at everything in life today and just going, what the hell are these people doing? So, I mean, he's just sort of mystified by how things are done these days. But the whole animal thing, he identifies with you. So, I don't know. I mean, I get very fussy. He's kind of
a
precise
very gentle
kind of guy.
Energy.
Yeah, but he's kind of for a tough guy who works in manual stuff, he's very fussy. I don't know.
I wish
you anyway,
a name.
I'm going to shut up.
John.
What's that?
I was just you. But I'm getting a very compassionate, gentle energy around him. What?
Sorry, you're getting sensations again.
This is a very weird reading. You do know that. this is up there on the. This is on the weirdo meter.
And you're beginning to get punchy. So it's time for you to step back.
Raj. Yeah, I'll go hang out with the chameleons.
Yeah.
And I be talking about this gal, you know. So, but yeah, Dave, yeah. She's in the movie. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna be quiet.
Okay.
You're making me lose my vision, John.
Well, hell, it wasn't me. You got a spirit in the house. Hell, what the hell are you doing over there in Roseville? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I do have a spirit in the house.
Now, Chips is saying that I was hitting some stuff pretty good with. Oh, Carrie's telling me shut up. Chips, was I hitting kind of onto a relative who did die in an accident and had the family gift of being a Pied Piper for all known species of animals? Because I feel like you're not the only one that had this in the family. That's the thing. You know, it's not a unique talent, per se. I mean, you came by this. This is goes back more than one of you.
Wait, are you talking to me or are you talking to Chips?
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Talking to you.
Just a second.
I'm talking to you. You got me? You understand?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. This is Vinny. You owe me money.
Next.
I can track you down anywhere. I'm punchy, but I can still read. You know what I mean? What is it that draws you to animals so closely? You know, what do you feel that draws you like you are with this?
Well, I guess it's just I'm not sure if you want to call it a shared connection or. I can't say it was a lot stronger when I was younger. As you get older, you know, the world encroaches and you get called crazy or you get called it's all in your head. My grandmother's favorite saying was, it's all in your head. And they all said it was all in my head. And when my first dog ran away one time because I left the door open, everyone was so upset because they said that she was gone and she was never coming back and yada, yada, yada. So I got the idea to do the Twilight bark for any of you who are Disney people. And what pretty much is, I stood outside and I barked and I communicated with the dogs. And my dog came back. And that's how I always got her back. I did the
Twilight
bark. And of course, now that I'm older, if I do that, I'm going to be looked at as really crazy, possibly put in a mental institution. But, you know, that
John does it.
No. You belong perfectly well on Blog Talk Radio doing psychic consultants. I mean, absolutely, you have a talent for this, and that means that you're able to read these animals. You're gifted, and really, it's mediumship, psychic connection to animals. It's absolutely many people do this and even make money at it. So I mean, I mean, we're not going to sneeze at you because you do it. I mean, really a great thing. It's wonderful.
It is. Yeah. It's a very special gift that you have. It really is.
Thank you. I've never
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I John was making fun of me, but I do have a connection to animals myself, so I understand what you're talking about, because when I was a kid, I used to go outside all the time and hang out with, for me, it was cats, but I've always had a connection with animals myself, so I completely understand what you're talking about.
I've always loved animals, cats, dogs, even snakes and lizards, spiders. Yeah, we have some issues, and the flies are getting on my nerves, but I always felt like, you know, I could get to animals. I felt like I used to have this thing, but I digress, though, because I could go forever on there. Do you have any messages from, I don't know, Do you get anything from a dog named Artemis or a parakeet named, I think I named him Mr. Bluebird or Jasper?
Are they, and they're past? Are they past?
They're past. Yes, they're past.
The higher, I mean, the dog is the highest level animal here, and I'm just going to...
I
how long
see
is
the
it,
bird.
Is, how long is he? How long has he been passed? This your dog.
Let me see. I'm 19. They passed when I was 11, 12.
Was this
so
a
time?
That's
7 years
dog,
ago.
Was it was there a cancerous thing or something with kidneys? I mean, I'm getting something around.
You know, for the longest time, I blamed the vet for that. They said that she had an ulcer in her stomach, and so they sent us home with aspirin. I didn't draw the connection until later that aspirin makes you bleed out as opposed to helps with anything. And the next day,
a vet tell you to give your vet told you to give your dog aspirin.
Yep.
And what happened to the dog as a result? You were going that way.
Well, the next morning we woke up and she had this red spread all over her stomach and she was just very lethargic and in pain. And we took her to the vet and they said there's something they could do. And so they gave her a shot and gave us time to say her piece. And at that time, I had thought that they gave them let them go slowly and painlessly in their sleep. So I waited for at the vet office. My parents waited with me for about 7 hours until the vet finally comes in and asks if I've said my piece and if I'm ready now. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I didn't realize that was a sedative so that they wouldn't struggle and that they hadn't actually given the dog. And so we had this long, drawn-out goodbye. I'm waiting for her to go. Then it all just went boom, 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 and my mom pulled me out of the room before it could actually sink in. And after she pulled me out, that was when I really lost it. And I still remember what I was wearing. I kept the clothes for a while, but I couldn't wear them. It was just but I keep going on and on, though. But it was...
So this whole thing though, so they basically it was the aspirin that did cause this issue, correct?
That is correct. There was talk about having to put her down before because we couldn't afford knee replacements for her. So I suppose in the end, either way she would have been put down, but I wish it hadn't been nearly so painfully. Because I know bleeding out.
Yeah,
I was getting this thing with the kidneys and pain and I was going, well, I'm not getting it. I mean, I feel that there was a disease going on that was actually going to take her already anyway. That was going on that you couldn't have done anything about. So this really, as bad as this was, this could have been a lot worse. And this dog is at peace and is with other. It doesn't. There's no blame here. I mean, it's just an acceptance.
No.
This is the way life is. And
I
feel that she came around, and you felt her around for about up to 10, 12 days. And then occasionally a visit or two.
I was crazy for it.
Yeah, and then what I think is she's basically, she hasn't been back in a while. And I feel that she's with... was she closest in terms of mom and dad? Was she closest to dad?
Yes.
And is dad still alive?
Yes, he is.
Does dad have a brother who's passed?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
He's with brother.
Brother.
Yeah. Yeah, he's with him.
Wow.
She's with him.
Yeah, so that's kind of the sense. Okay, so, just put it this way. When it's your time, know, and mm-hmm. hopefully that's many hundreds of years in the future, that you'll see her again. I mean, there's no trouble there, and there's going to be nothing but love. So don't worry about that. You know, the message is that fine. You know, basically it's I'm fine, everything's good. I've never read animals before. This is kind of cool. But,
see, I think
you should.
I think you should, John. Animals are awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I've had spiritual interactions with pets who have passed. You know, of mine. We're big cat people, and I have to admit, I mean, I had a cat named Ponchi, who was it was really terrible. I mean, what happened? He got old and he could not hear very well, and he got behind my Camaro, and I went to back out, and he was under fire, and I was absolutely horrified, and we had to put him down right there because it was so bad. And for an entire day, all I could do, I'd look outside and I'd see him running like a blur. He was in complete panic mode. And for many years, though, after that, I mean, he never appeared to me ever again after that. And I think he was really pissed at me because I took his life.
No.
There's
such a purity about animals. They their love is pure and unconditional, and they don't feel great. You know. They don't feel guilt or hostility or hatred or any of the same emotions that we do. Their love is absolutely pure. So, no, he wasn't angry with you.
Well, I felt so horrible. I mean, I was a basket case. It was like, I mean, this cat had been in our family 9 years. He was like a member of the family, you know. He was totally, so, you know, I mean, I love Bonchi, you know. And it's like, and a friend of mine kind of took, you know, who was real spiritual, just pulled me to the side and said, John, it's, you know, he chose you to
right,
be the one.
Did.
To pick him out because he was already dying. And I said, yeah, we knew that. And I said, but still, this really sucked the way it worked out. But what was funny was afterwards, you know, several months later, my mom would start be out in the garden gardening, and Ponchi would always come up and nuzzle her back of her leg and press on her. And she was out there working, and all of a sudden he did it again. And she goes, Ponchi, okay, go lay down. And so suddenly she remembers. No, Margarita, it wasn't Chachi, it was Ponchi. Ponchi, P-A-U. Yeah, we called him Ponchi. He looked like a little Mexican bandito. So he was this guy. And he had a kind of unique personality. He was just, he walked around kind of in this kind of perpetual state of, hey, how you doing? And, but I mean, he was really, really noticeably around for years, and I don't think we've seen him around in about 5 or 6 years, but for quite a while he would regularly visit. I don't know about that with some of the animals that you've had, but you know, let's just say this, don't worry about that, because they're fine on the other side. I mean, they are spiritual. They have a soul. And they evolve just like we do, but the love is what counts, and they are there for you. So, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, I hope that helped.
That did. Yeah, I sometimes see, I saw Artie coming around once. She passed, I felt like she passed by. She was a basset, and she had this tail that you could see her in the field with, and she just sort of walked by my couch where I was laying, and I was like, Artie?
I don't know.
Well, if she's appearing, then honor it, because, yeah, I wasn't sure that she would be coming around again, but if she is, then encourage it. You know, talk to her like you would talk to her, and, you know, if she was alive, encourage
right.
that. I'm just trying to understand why I wouldn't pick up on, but weird things happen. But what I feel like is the father's brother, your uncle, is the one mm-hmm. who's kind of keeping the closest eye on. And did he know her in life?
Yeah, I am not sure. I'm sure he probably did. The dog was from my father's first marriage. When my mother and I were by on our own, I was about 5, 6 years old, and I got down on my knees every night and I pray to God, bless my mommy, bless me, bless this, bless that, and please send me a new daddy and mommy a new husband. And I kept praying that for no how long. And then my dad came along, but I didn't know at the time. And I kept telling him every time we drove past this one place in our neighborhood, mommy, one day we're going to live up that hill. So he kept saying, sure, Sarah, sure. And so then my dad came along, and I won't tell their story. She can tell their own story. But once he came along, then I changed my prayer. Please let this be the one. And I kept saying, oh, yeah, and God, if it's not too much trouble, can you please send me a dad with a dog?
Oh.
It's not too much trouble. And here comes my dad with his basset hound. And my basset hound and I were love at first sight. And the rest was history. I was gullible enough to carry her in the snow and to feed her table scraps. And she was loving enough to make sure that I was safe and that I was in bed and act like my nursemaid.
Wow.
Now, Chips is saying that the brother was sort of not the nicest person, but I got to say this. He, on the other side, he's come along quite a ways. So let's just put it that way. I do feel like, yeah, he's okay. So it's not the life stuff. That's all over with. He's more interested in just dealing with, he's evolved. He's fine with the dog. And, when you get to meet him, you're going to like him. Let's just put it that way. Hopefully, if not for several hundred years, will you have that experience, but it'll probably be a little sooner than that. But now Chips is going to eek. Okay. Well, hey, kid, we're going to have to kind of roll it here because we got I don't see any more hands up. So I think if nobody else is going to come on, I think we're going to wind it down and call it a night. But thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
This
everything. Was fun. If you can offer me the assistance in learning how to read animals or to read period, I would appreciate it. But
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Carrie Whisper. Happy birthday to you.
How old are you now? How old are you now? You're faster. You're Carrie. How old are you now? She's going to kill me. We love her.
Okay, I didn't say that.
All right. Well, I'm going to pull executive privilege here then and thank all, because I don't see anybody else. Well, actually, there's a 209. By gosh. I'll tell you what, if you want to just stay on the line I'll leave the mic open, we'll just go ahead and bring this one on. So we got one caller left who's got their hand up, and then the rest are listening out there. We know you're there. We know you're listening. Go on, you just want to listen. That's really what we do, yes. And we get weird at the end of the night. Yes, we're running out of it.
Do you really? I've never noticed that, John. I've never noticed that you get weird towards the end of the night.
No, never. Well, 209 area code. I have a feeling that's somewhere near Amador County, California. Might be calling him. Hello, 209. What's your name and where are you at?
Hi, my name is Marjorie, but I'm in Los Angeles. My phone number is actually from Stockton, though.
Oh.
Well, see, I was close.
Yeah.
So Marjorie, right?
Yes.
Okay. What can we do for you, Marjorie?
I mostly just wanted to see if maybe you had any messages from maybe my guides or my angels or maybe even my grandparents.
Are you in college or are you in some sort of educational thing?
No, I'm not in college right now.
Was there some education thing coming up for you, or are you in some training program?
No, nothing like that at the moment.
Why are they bringing up education? Do you have your degree?
Yeah, I do have a degree.
So who's the one that's bringing up the education thing then? Because somebody is bringing up education in a major way here.
Did you have a younger sibling or someone that passed as a child? So I'm seeing a little girl.
Not that I know of. I mean, my mother never told me anything about that, but
I am seeing a little girl that passed at a very young age.
This job, you're currently employed, correct?
No, I don't. I'm looking for a job right now.
Okay, and is the education that you have tied to the kind of work you're doing, that you're wanting to do?
Actually, yeah, I do. Well, I went to school years ago, but I never did anything with that.
Now we get to the root of the matter. Okay, now I'm starting to understand this. Okay. This is guides coming through for sure. Grandparents are just kind of stepping back. And what I'm getting with guide is basically saying, I was being shown school, and I'm going, okay. And then you're saying all the opposite, and I'm going, well, but they keep saying no. You keep saying the education, and the kind of work that you're doing is that you want to do is not. And I'll reconfirm here. The kind of work you want to do is not tied to the degree that you have. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Well,
okay.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. The job that I
the kind want. Of work that you're looking to do, the kind of work you want to go into, that really makes your boat float, is
okay.
Not what you have your degree in.
Well, actually, I do want to do something in what I went to school for.
Okay. All right. So, what is the what in the hell is Carrie doing? I'm watching the chat. Going, what is she? She's just pressing the button wildly. Carrie, you're starting to get punchy on us. But what I... Yeah, she's really whacking out of here.
Really? Well, it's her birth. It's her birthday. She can do whatever she wants to do.
Carrie, you go for it. You have control of the chat room. I cede it to you. It's yours. She's got margaritas. She's just pounding the keys. But what I'll go back on this education thing. But what is the work that you're trying to do going to pay you enough to give you the kind of life you want? I mean, I keep getting this. The way this guy is coming through is that it's sort of. I'm getting the feeling that the realistic life, doing what you want to do, is kind of the thing that. It's the dream work you want to do, and also to be able to do it where you're making enough money to support yourself. And that's what they're trying to get you to consider. And I don't know what this work is. I mean, they're not showing me that, but what they're showing me enough of is that you guys are kind of busting your chops on this and going, you really need to apply yourself a little differently on this. I mean, you're looking at it maybe not the right way, and that's the sense that I'm getting here. Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, what is this work? I mean, they're not giving it to me at all.
Well, I just want to, find something that I don't really know what I want to do, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you don't know what you want to do, but you got the degree in what you want to do. See, this is it. I mean, we're putting you right on the pedestal, and you're kind of going, oh, no, God. Wow, you're so
wild. Really,
you know what?
I think what this is about is you finding your direction and kind of sitting down with yourself a little bit and finding what you want to do and how you want to direct the rest of your life. You need to you have your degree, so you need to narrow down to what exactly it is that you want to do and start focusing on finding a career in that area of what you want to do. So I think that's what this is about, is you just focusing on your direction.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I mean, when you were saying that you have the degree program and then kind of the kind of work you want to do, and now you're not sure. See, this is the part where.
I did want to do that, but I don't know. I mean, it's been so long that I don't think I could do anything with that.
But what is it?
John.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
Actually, well, I went to school. It was for, like, fashion design. That was my, what I had my degree in. But I moved back to Stockton after I went to school, and I never did anything with that. So I've just been doing just whatever kind of jobs.
But your big dream in life, if I'm going to kind of push this at you, because this is what they're really pushing at you, is
okay.
What is your dream? What makes you, when you see something that you want to do, like I'll tell you what my dream was. When
mm-hmm.
I got out of high school, I grew up in the rocket industry, you know, and I was around luminaries and the propulsion business, and I decided some point in my life I was going to do that work. Well, I made a career of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
all the right things happened for me, and I was able to wangle a deal to get in. And I've worked around some of the finest minds in the American, you know, spacecraft industry. I mean, I've made a life of this.
Mm-hmm.
That, it was my dream, and I've lived it, and I'm almost done with it. I'm going into this line of work because I love this stuff now, and it changes when you get older. Yes, it happens. but what I'm saying to you is, you know, if you haven't had the vision yet of what you want, then go
mm-hmm.
off on a vision quest, find, or go out, you know, use any number of techniques, but find what it is that floats your boat, you know, because
okay.
you got to live with that choice. And that's the thing that they're
okay.
pushing here. And that's why
okay.
the indecisiveness and all that. You sound young to me, so.
I'll no, I'm not young.
How old are you?
Yeah, don't judge a voice, John, by the age.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm actually 30.
Oh, my God, you're ancient. Yeah, geez. Geez, I'm 52. You're still young, kid, okay? You're a kid. And let me put it this way. You're young enough that you can do still pull a lot of punches and do a lot of things that you want to do. You're young enough to make a lot of neat things happen, and you've got the drive and energy. And I really feel for you is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need to go follow your dream, and you've got the skill to do it, and you've got the passion for it. You know, if you want to go in and design clothes, go design the best clothes ever made, and don't take no for an answer. You know,
right?
You think
I can
definitely
do that.
I didn't know jack diddly about getting into, you know, the kind of business I was in, and I walked in mm-hmm. and they handed me the keys to a giant VAX 11780 computer. And said, you know, handed me the manuals and locked me in the room for 3 weeks with the manual and told me, come up with a backup routine to make this thing work. And they threw meat and water in and wouldn't let me out. and I became like an excellent guy with the VAX. I learned everything there was to know about it. And I ended up doing it. And I look back like a year later and I'm going, wow, this is cool. I didn't realize I could do this. So
yeah.
if I could do something like that, you can design clothes. Come on.
Absolutely.
Okay, cause, yeah,
you can
You
can do anything that you put your energy into. You can manifest anything.
Okay.
As long as
you actually
put your energy into it.
So you do actually see me doing that? Because actually I moved back to Los Angeles from where I was at because I kind of maybe wanted to do that, but I was starting to doubt, like, did I do the right thing by moving here with nothing? So does my guides have any...
What they're saying is wangle your way in, you know, visualize this thing. One of the things that you can do, practical
mm-hmm.
technique that works, is to cut out pictures from magazines of all the things that you would like related to
right.
this goal that mm-hmm. then you put on your refrigerator, and every time you walk by it, you don't actually see it, you know, you're not thinking about it. But every time
mm-hmm.
you walk by it, you're basically telling your subconscious to put a little advertisement out to the universe that says, yes,
mm-hmm.
I would like, you know, I want this. And it's a very serious technique, and it actually works. I constantly use it in a slightly
mm-hmm.
different way. What I'll do is I'll hit technical problems, and what I'll do is I'll look at it and go, I can't think about this right now. It's too much for my frontal lobes. Because they don't work so well anymore, you know. I'm getting older. But what I do is the backside of the brain is the one that does all the major work, and I tell it like, hey, I've got this problem. Can you work on it? And it just goes to work. And I'll suddenly have an epiphany 3 weeks later, and or a week later, or 2 days later, and it's that magic part of my brain that I've just tasked off to do that. And so it's a similar technique. But what I'm saying is. do this. You know, put this thing up there. It's a simple thing to do. Just do some cutouts on a board, you know, 8.5 by 11, you know, whatever size you want, and then stick it to the fridge. I want to buy it. And then put the word out that you're looking for this kind of opportunity, you know, and, you know, to work with somebody in this business. And then go, mm-hmm. and not only that, make appointments to go see people about who do the work and go meet them in person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and while you're doing all these other techniques, but get your name out there and say, hey, I'd like to get into this business. I know you're successful. Can you tell me what it takes? And you'll start sticking in their minds. And what you're doing is you're modeling yourself after these people who are successful.
Right.
And you're kind of end running the competition because you're going straight to the successful people who made it, and they've got power. So that's what I'm saying is make your own luck. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you are going to have to put yourself out there, and you are going to have to sell yourself and push, you know, push to have your work recognized and have your things looked at. But whatever you put your energy into, you can make happen.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. You're going to be able to do it. You know, the thing is, when you sit there, I'll say this, you're sitting there saying, can you see us doing it? You know, that can see, can we see you doing this? The question is, can you see yourself doing it?
Right.
And if you can, and you can hold that in your head long enough and do these things we're saying, I'd lay some pretty even money that you're going to come out of this with a really great job that you like. I'm seeing this, Chips. Chips, I've got it. I see it. Yes, Chips, I've got it. I see this thing you're doing, Chips. I want it. I just want Chips to know, yes, I get what you're doing. I'm sorry. She was being completely crazy. We knew her. I haven't seen in a while. Have you seen this in a while, Brenda? Jeepers.
What? Jeepers?
Jeepers.
Jeepers.
Arch. Hey, Arch. Where's Jeepers?
Zoinks.
Jeepers.
Zoinks.
Zoinks.
Yeah.
Hey, Scoop.
Yes, I can also quote Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it was those damn kids hadn't caught me. I almost would have gotten away with it. Old man Jenkins. Yeah, that Dick Jenkins guy. He always got in trouble. But anyway, I mean, really, I mm-hmm. hope to see you in the coming year as a major fashionista. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm major. I want to see you on the runway sitting there going, oh, darling. Yes.
Yes.
Sitting around with sunglasses and, you know, the whole Maserati thing and, you know, guys hanging around you wanting money. You know, I mean, it can happen. So, but on a more realistic level, what I would say
I can't remember her name, but give that woman who designs baby fat, give her a run for her money, because, you know.
Oh, Kimora, I think that's her name.
She's not a very nice person, so.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what, despite the fact that, you know, here I am 52 years old and I've mellowed quite a bit. I had quite the ego thing going on when I was in my 30s.
Oh,
and
did you?
40s.
Did you?
Oh, I did.
Oh, I never would have guessed that one.
I believed all the corporate crap. Now I'm no longer and I don't believe all that anymore. But the bottom line was, it was enough that it got me, I was able to get my way into a lot of places otherwise that I wouldn't have. And now I'm mm-hmm. now I'm more sage-like, and I just walk in and go, don't waste your time. I really don't have time to talk to you. I got other stuff brewing, and then they want to talk to me. So we'll speak about as you get older, you can actually pull that, and it will work.
Definitely.
Well, the act isn't working on him anymore. Maybe what does he know? But if you're younger, you can use a little bit of bluster, use a little bit of inner motion, and believe and show that you believe in yourself. That's
mm-hmm.
a big thing. Because when you're coming from a place where you're not having that power come out, and I see that in you, and that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is get the passion. Find out what it is that makes you, you know, really go, and then express that, and people will sense that excitement about you, and they'll want to be around you because they love that energy, and that's what business is. So.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I can see that.
So
okay.
You got you fired up now? Are you going to go do this stuff?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, you do that because you committed to it already. You put yourself out on that limb. Now you got to go reach for the fruit. So,
right.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Good night.
Let's see. We have a.
Yes.
We got another one hanging out there. Hey, baby. There's some Benjamin Buttons, Kane West, LOL, 1111.
Really?
Ever see that commercial for AAA, you know, car? The guy that goes, car rental, or car repair. Let's see. We've got an 818 out there.
You know, I think you should answer all your calls that way. I think instead of saying hello, just say, hey, baby. No, hey, baby.
Oh, dear God. No, take the Skype. I don't see any Skype callers out there. I see a Kerry River. I'll tell you what, we're going to do the 818, and then I'll do, because that poor person's been 53 minutes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, and then we'll bring, so 818, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from? Hello?
Hello.
I was holding Carrie's spot so you don't hang up.
Oh, okay.
But that's very nice of you to not, to take me
based on my
time waiting.
I will not say how that sounded. You've been taken. We've got you now.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll tie you up, my pretty. Okay, let's see. We'll bring Carrie. Who is it we've got on here that we've taken now that we've boarded your ship? Hello, 818. We've got you. We have you in tow.
What
about Carrie?
Huh?
Oh,
what
Carrie.
About Carrie?
You're not Carrie?
No, she's 111 or something, Skype.
No, Carrie, I've got Carrie on now too. So I don't know who you are, but you are in our clutches.
Oh dear God!
This is, yes, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to resort to very terrible things. This is guest.
You know, that's what
this
I say.
X, the unknown. Your name is Xet. So. you're free to stay on the line if you want to be part of this, because I've got Carrie activated now.
Oh, she's good to go.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold then, because we have Carrie out there. We're going to bring Carrie in, the birthday girl. Carrie.
Hello, Carrie.
Hello, John.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm going to channel the spirit of Elle Presley.
Oh, God.
I know a woman in Johannesburg, South Africa. She's a fine woman. I'm your hunk of burning love.
Oh, dear God.
American plane, and I'm
out to sea. You trying to sound American out there in that part of the world? I don't think that's possible, girl. You're just getting weird on us out there in that part of the world. You got a bunch of gazelles running through your living room or something?
I got a cat with
it.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? You sound like a German person who's trying to do a person from the sun, you know, from Arkansas. Can you do a witch's laugh for us? Oh, God. I'm just that up. All we need to do is get her a broom, and she's on her way. Come on. And for October,
were you referring to the that?
Yeah.
That was me. That was me.
can Terry do it?
One of my.
No, the two of you do it together. We got to hear that.
Oh God. All right.
All right. At the risk of blowing up the entire network, the two of you do witches laugh. Here we go. One, two,
are you
three,
ready?
Go. Yep. Oh, dear God.
I was laughing that I couldn't do it. I've never done that around you, John. That's one of my hidden talents.
Oh, dear God.
Hello, Brenda. How are you? This is an EVP from over there in South Africa. Welcome to the great Wonder Reading.
What are you? You like the fifth element? I mean, are you that woman from the fifth element?
I'm the seventh element.
You like this kind of crap? Because all the guys like that. I mean, that was really cool. I want to hang out with the fifth element. She's cool, yeah. Let's see. So what can we do for you?
I want to hang out with Bruce Willis. There.
Go for
Bruce Willis.
So what? Yes. Lips, sir. Okay, what can we do for you today? It's obvious you're calling, but we want to see what you want from us. You want to. You've reached 1-900 by a psychic, yes, and we have a good
idea. By a psychic.
Call 911. You need medical assistance.
I'll sit here, I'll say things like, you have great future ahead here. We are gypsy readers, yes, gypsy readers.
And every other
$80 for crystal. Here you go.
Every other reading gets a free goat.
Cherry's going, oh, really cool. I can see your sharp eye now going, wow, we were really meet out here, you know.
I'm not
here. Well, she really wanted to meet. She was like, shh, yeah, I was like, goats? How many?
I'll give them to the farm and they don't.
So
one of these days, John, I'll do the whole Wicked Witch voice because I can do that. I just don't do it around very many people. So one of these days I will do that. Around here.
All right, I'll try to come up with some new voices. I've got a few of them. Let's get Nancy Kirk. We've got to do something. There's this woman who's just won goats in South Africa. God help her. She's part of the goat club.
I'm beyond help. You know that.
We all are. That's why we do what we do.
It's alone. Yeah. Yo. Yeah, activity people. Now I got my veins beat out. You know. Yeah. Stella. Yeah. What was her name? What was her name? What's Rocky's wife's name? I can't remember this. Yes.
Oh, that was
She was like,
God, what was her name?
She kept parakeets, you know. Yeah.
Kept parakeets. Adrian. Adrian.
Adrian. Carrie. I've got the goat for you. I hope this is the best birthday. This is the best we can do for you from this far across the Atlantic. I mean, But I mean, honestly, I'm just really glad that you called in on your birthday, and I will airship a goat to you. I'm gonna get one of those goats that falls over and faints. So
it's okay, John.
Sits there like is in spasm. Going,
oh my God, I hate when she does this to me.
Okay.
Give us some vodka to put this can run around in circles.
Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. Oh, you know what? I mean, we have burned through so much time here. I mean, we've got 3 minutes and 2 seconds left here. And I have had a blast tonight. I mean,
this is fun. This is a good show.
Yeah, well, it's a very good show.
I think we make a pretty good team there, Mr. Almada.
Yeah, it was a great show with the goat. I could see her sitting there with like goats sitting next to her.
I'm sorry, Carrie. I started the goat thing, and now he's going to be on that forever.
Well, I got something that actually happened to me. I was driving down.
Oh no! You have a goat story.
This was in 1980. I did a drive down to L.A. It was my first big trip by myself ever, and I was driving down to meet some friends down in Los Angeles. I left, you know, Sacramento, and I'm all freaked out, you know. I said, "Oh man, I'm driving like across the, you know, the universe," and so I'm driving, and I get to the Grapevine, and I get up there, and I'm on top of the Grapevine, and this Ferrari comes up next to me, and there's a guy driving the Ferrari, except there's this one problem in the right hand passenger seat is a friggin' goat looking at me. And this guy's got a goat. I should be like, what the frig is that?
And it's in a friggin' goat. Oh my God.
A pervert drives around with a Ferrari with a friggin' goat in it. I mean, it was just. I mean, I thought I'd seen it all in California, but I saw this, and it was just like, I'm going, did you get her a ring? Get married? and the best part
is, I feel sorry
for why. It kind of explains everything. So, you know, yeah, it just, yeah. I mean,
oh, wow.
So if we send you the goat, you've got to take it around. Huh?
I'll give it to my neighbor.
He might be
on fire.
You know what? We've got 15 seconds left, so I'm going to wind it down now. But happy birthday, Carrie. We've had a
happy
blast.
Happy birthday.
We love you. Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and wind it down. This is Soul Stream. Brenda, thanks for a good show and just, you know, being a to go. Yes. They're actually landed for UFOs. They came here. They don't like being roasted. You know, but yes, it's so.
Anytime, my friend.
All right. So we had a great show tonight. This is Soul Stream. We're going to be on tomorrow. I've got someone coming on my show, and I don't know who yet. Here we go. We're about to lose it.
It could be a goat. We have no idea.
Okay, here it is. Bink, we're gone. Almost.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
We're done. It's the recording's done. It's a lot.